The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson, and tonight is the final Friday Night Lights here for the season in College Place, as it is the 10th and final game for not only the seniors, but also the 2025 Hawks. And let's see, not a great season so far, but let's see if they can turn around tonight as your Hawks are taking on the LaSalle Lightning at 49. LaSalle Lightning. There we go. 49 degrees dropping, with a 5 mile per hour wind out of the west, south, tonight, for much of the game, and should be an interesting matchup for certain. Jason has all sorts of information from the coach coming up. We have a sports overview, and we got all our thoughts all before kickoff. So stick around. You're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson, and we got a good matchup here with this cross-division matchup tonight against LaSalle Lightnings. There we go, the Lightnings, as I said it right this time. And
I think it's just Lightning, not Lightnings, but, you know, that's fine.
You know what? It is just Lightning, isn't it?
Hey, man, like picking on you, Danny.
You can't get them right every time. should be a good matchup. So I want to talk about last week a little bit. Hawks lost 15-62 against Zilla last Thursday. But I will say that, man, I really enjoyed watching them play last week. They were playing hard. They came out hungry.
Oh, yeah, especially the first half. I mean, they kept it close that first half, and then just the second half just got run over, unfortunately. But they kept fighting. They kept fighting hard. It was a good game to watch. It was more of they weren't finishing off drives, you know, was the problem. And we had got hit with the penalty bug in the second half. Not so much in the first. So hopefully we get some of that under control, and we'll see how this one goes.
I was wondering, too, you know, you came down and talked to the coach a little bit. Did he give you any insight on how tonight is going to go?
Sounds like they're going to be playing a lot of the younger guys, so we'll see them rotating out there, getting some more playing time, kind of prepping them for next year. He said the seniors have been doing a great job, especially this past week, coaching up the younger players, getting them ready. And we do have an injury update. So, young man Josiah Anguiano is out, and his twin brother Dylan Anguiano is actually going to start at cornerback in his place.
All right.
No other injury updates there. Mm-hmm. We do have number 44, Brody Dishkovsky, is actually going to be starting at one of the running back spots again. Number 44, we've seen him a few times in and out in that position, so we should see more of him tonight. And then last game, you know, we had number 31, Jasper Watson, showed up late in the game, had a big play. He had that big catch on the far sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he also had a defensive play. Was it an interception or a breakup?
He had a big defensive play. He did, yeah, I believe he had, yeah.
And so Coach said we should be seeing more of him tonight as well.
Okay. I'm excited to see that. I'm also wondering, you know, are we going to start seeing the subs for, you know, last week we saw the Gutierrez switch over to a running back position. You know, he didn't make I wonder if the sub is going to come in and kind of relieve him of that tonight as well for center.
It's always possible, like I said.
Especially if they're playing younger players.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to get some younger guys that are, I'm sure they're probably going to get the, I don't even remember who it was last week. I'm sure they're probably going to get their backup center in there. And hopefully when they do that, they have that number 4 jersey ready for Gutierrez to go back out there and get hands on the ball again. I'd like to see him get one good run.
I tell you, that would
before this is done.
Very exciting. Love to see that. Our Hawks are taking the field, and let's see, they're going to be in whites tonight with the visiting Lightning being in, I believe, black jerseys with silver helmets.
In blue numbers. Boy, that's tough to read from here.
That is. It's just kind of a blur, isn't it?
I don't expect to be calling a lot of names for the other side tonight because I can't read them. They have, it looks like they have their name above the numbers too, which makes it even more difficult to tell what the number is. This will be interesting, but yeah, the Hawks are white pants, white jerseys, the regular navy blue helmets with orange stripe, and silver helmets and black on black on the other side. And like I said, usually when you have a dark colored jersey, you have the nice white numbers. Not tonight. That looks like a navy blue or a royal blue.
Kind of a,
with a white
of a,
outline?
It is. It's a very
really tough to read.
Really tough to read. Cool looking jerseys, but tough to read, let me tell you. So the sun is set. Its darkness is on. The lights are lit up. And we got Friday Night Football for the last time here in College Place for the season. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have more for you coming up on Hawks Radio 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Danny Bimbley, joined by Jason Watson. And it is the final game for your Hawks this season. And the teams are all getting introduced here as I pot up the PA.
Another junior, number 5, Lex Munoz-Liu. Senior, number 59, Thomas Allard. Senior number 55, Braxton Ortiz. And another senior, number 71, Maximus Gerstenberger. The Lightning is
Jason, that's a fun name right there. Gerstenberger? Mm-hmm. I like that name. Now it is time for your Hawks.
And Methodius Gerstenberger.
Well, I thought maybe. He's getting it. Right, there we go.
Now, the offensive starting lineup for your College Plays Hawks. We'll start with senior number 3, Logan Hafen.
Had a fantastic season so far this year as he has been back up.
Number 44, Brody Gostkowski.
In a new position tonight, wide receiver, right?
No, he's going to be the starting, one of the starting running backs. So the same place he's been in and out of. He's been a relief running back.
Another junior, number 7, Evan Geese.
Geese was making some fantastic catches.
Senior, number 9, Will Reed.
A another young man that's really showing
was making some good catches in practice.
Showing his stripes this year.
Number 22, Chase Piper.
I'm hoping to see more quick routes with him today.
Number 66,
yes.
Joe Hutchison. Senior, number 55, Ryan Gordon.
Made some good stops last
another senior,
last
number
game,
54,
man.
Luis Gutierrez.
It's our favorite running back center.
Junior, number 64.
Just about took down the coach
Well, the other coach just about took out
and
Gordon.
Last but not least, another senior, number 78, Cody Piper.
And Piper's taking the field, too.
He's, the last couple games, he's really had a great game, especially on defense.
Absolutely. So there we go, folks. That is your starting lineup for tonight's, well, final game here, man. I was wondering, I was looking, it looks like the Lightning are, they're another team that just, they've had one win this year. But, yep. You know, it's cross-division, so... Maybe we're looking at something a little more. You know, we are in a really powerhouse of a division.
We do have a few of
them. We have established
them. That. Definitely have a few of them.
So, you know, maybe this is something that's going to be a little bit of a
different.
The one
game we had was another powerhouse. So, Chaland to start the season.
That's true,
because
yeah.
our regular, what was it, Weston McEwen?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't.
Yeah, they haven't played. They weren't able to play at all this year.
I think the. From what I understand, it was they couldn't field enough players.
I think that's what it was, yeah. So, thankfully, we were able to make that thanks to the ADs for both teams able to throw together a quick game, and that's why
that
started
a rough start.
that game. That was at, what was that, four? It was 90 degrees, four o'clock in the afternoon, and smoke.
Soak everywhere.
You couldn't
see the mountains.
You see anything, man. I'll
could
tell you.
You barely see the field by the end of the game. That's all right. It's a nice clear one tonight. Not a bad wind, but crisp.
Yeah.
Temperature should stay pretty steady. The wind should be pretty steady. It's not supposed to rain on us. That's a nice break.
Jason, I'm sorry. I was thinking it was Ongyango, but no, it's Dashofsky. With Dashofsky's moving it back into the running back position, I'm really, you know, he's a big guy. We might really get some of those power runs through the tackles.
Possibly. I know he's been working a lot this week on getting the handoffs. We've mm-hmm. seen a little issue with that previously, and that's why he hasn't run quite as much. But they've been working on it, especially this week. And they were definitely working on it a lot in practice before the game. Coach mentioned it as well, that he's been getting better, and they're putting through his paces with getting those handoffs because they're looking at, especially next year when the seniors go, that he's going to be one of our main running backs. So
I'm excited
to see what he does tonight.
I'm excited to see what happens. So looks like Hawks are going to be going from right to left on your radio dial, and they chose to receive the ball first. The wind is going to be at their backs. Again, it said about steady 5-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 7 is what I was seeing. So I believe it's coming in from the south.
South, southeast.
Should be coming from their backs. So maybe the ball won't carry quite as far. But it is, I'll tell you what, it says it's only 49 degrees out there, but it is, with that wind, it is feeling a lot colder. So that's going to make it real tough catching that ball.
When the wind does get going, it stopped for now, but when it does get going, it makes a big difference in what that temperature feels like. And that's a good thing most of them have gloves on that are going to be touching the ball. That's going to make a big difference in hanging on to it.
You know, I was telling you when we first got here, we were looking at practice briefly, and I was seeing number 14, and I thought it was 14, but I don't see it on the roster list here.
Shep. Hari, so that's, that was an old depth chart you're looking
at. Oh, yeah,
there
we go. Shep Hari is our backup quarterback, and he was making some very good throws. He's, I guess, our third-string quarterback, essentially. But he was making some very...
I think he's second now.
Well, I guess he is second now, isn't he? All right, so the ball is all lined up. players are on the field, and we're getting ready for our first kickoff of the game.
Come on, kick it to 54.
And
Coach will tell him it still doesn't
up
count.
And very much a bit of a squib kick and to the 35-yard line.
Looks like
picked up
got
in
it.
The hands of Geese, and he's fighting his way to get about 5 yards there. A lot of pushing and shoving to try to get that 5 yards, but managed to do it. So we're going to start off with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at about, I think it's right at the 40-yard line, is it not?
Yes, looks like it's right on the 40.
39,
maybe? An inch or two shy. At least that's where they're marking the, that's where they're putting the markers.
So it looks like,
yeah, the nose of the football is touching the 40.
There we go. So trying to take a look here on, it is going to be Hafen and quarterback with 44. And
Dishkovsky and Fry are back running back. Looks like Pfeiffer's in the slot.
They're back in that same position. Going to hand it off to going to keep it himself.
Hafen keeps it.
And he finds a hole and manages to get it up almost 8 yards. That was a pretty good little fake out there as did a quick move to the left side. Ended up cutting inside, though, and went straight on up for almost an untouched 6 yards before he fought for the final two.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a misdirection or if it was so designed to change that, or it kind of looked to me like he was supposed to run out to the left, maybe off the left tackle. But that closed up real quick, and he recognized he had a hole up the middle, so quick little juke to the right, and right up the middle for 8 or 9 yards.
Second and two at the 45. As the Hawks are in the same formation.
48.
Excuse me, 48. Thank you.
Math is hard.
Math is hard. Let me tell you.
Snap
back
there.
To throw. Pressure rolling right. A lot of pressure again right at the lines,
out.
And then he's in there, in for a first, and he still continues to go on, so gets himself not only the Hank Warden Edward Jones first down, but also another
eight to ten yards.
I'll tell you what, he crossed that line of scrimmage, then came back in, and then I thought he was going to try to throw it again, is what he looked, but I was like, you cross that line, pal, you can't do that, right?
No, he was looking, he was going to run up kind of inside the receiver that was out to the right, but then he saw that was closing up. So he kind of stepped back and out to his right and ran back around the receiver to get a block, and that allowed him to come down the sideline and pick up that extra 10 yards after the first down.
So we are into the lightning
zone.
Oh,
they called
him
out.
43.
43.
Interesting. I really thought he got a little further than that, but that's
all
right.
That's tough to tell over there.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 43, 10:58 left, and there's a flag.
I think that's going to be a false start.
Before the ball even got snapped.
Yep.
That's going to be – that was a line judge that did that one.
That looked like the – I think that was the right guard that kind of
jumped.
Yeah,
he's bringing it back. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Aruni. So it's going to be a first and 15 for your Hawks at about the 48-yard line.
At the Lightning 48. That's all right. We're still on the right side of the field.
Again, your Hawks are going right to left on your radio dial with the wind picking up now. They are in a similar formation.
Slot.
Yeah, Pfeiffer shifted over, though. They're handing it off.
Hand off to Fry.
And that's
going to
be Fry up there, baby.
He's getting still going.
That's about a 15, almost 20-yard run there.
Say the thing.
Oh, that's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down right there. I was so distracted on that run, man. Let me tell you. He found
a
hole
one.
And just...
Powered through it. A couple guys got some arms on them, but he just ran right out of them.
It
was
one of those
really good run by James Fry.
That I think speed really was just, it's like he was passing.
He kind of got the power going at first,
yeah.
And then the speed. Yeah, he kicked up the speed. Looks like we have four wide now. Looks
yeah,
like
one back with
back.
A motion. Fry is on the pitch. Fake pitch.
Uh-oh, fumble.
And he picks it back up. Fry ends up getting it. It's still in the backfield. Ends up trying to get to
turn
the,
it. Oh, and he slipped.
Just turned it. So no loss of yards here, but, boy, he had to run a long way for the no loss of yards.
Coach is going to get on to him for hesitating there about making his turn at the near sideline. That was a good heads-up play by James Fry with picking up that ball again and then realizing, hey, I still have room to run. So still got some positive yards. And
that was good. I was wondering if he was just going to jump on it and take the loss.
I think the hesitation there, trying to turn it when to turn the corner is what got him.
So two back with Fry and that's going to be
Dishkovsky.
Back
rolling
to throw
right.
On the right side into Pfeiffer's hands. That's about 8 yards and down right around about nine.
It's like right about the 20.
Nine-yard line. Maybe 9 yards out of that. So 20-yard line?
Yeah, it looks like they're putting it around the 20-yard line. We're going to have 1 or 2 yards to go. And there's Jace Pfeiffer with the reception there, kind of a quick little out route.
How is that? Man, I'll tell you what, this is I'm liking what we're seeing so far as it's 3rd and 1 at the 20-yard line, 9:19 left in
Jace Pfeiffer's in the left slot.
Back, he's handing it off.
Fry's going to
be on the near side.
Coming out, sweeping
he's
left.
Cutting in, and he gets up a little bit, about 4 yards there, almost to the 12-yard line.
So that's going to be another
Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down.
There we go.
And, man, we're liking the motion that we're seeing here as it's 1st and 10 at the 13, I think, is where we're going to mark it.
I'm noticing there's not a whole lot of speed on that Lightning defense. They seem to be fairly slow to get anywhere.
They're back, and Fry's going to take it up there again.
No, that was Joskowski.
And ends up running right into the line, couldn't go anywhere. I think that's going to be 2nd and 9. Yeah, it is. Maybe a yard out of that.
He did a good job there putting both arms around that football and hanging on to it when he got it handed to him. It was about a 1 or 2 yard gain.
I think they gave
him credit for one.
Yeah,
he got a little more than that, but he didn't quite make the two. Where are we? About the 11, 12-yard line they're calling it. All right. Fry and Joskowski back with the quarterback again. Jace Pfeiffer's in the left slot.
Looking to hand it off again, and he's going to take it himself, though. He's all the way up. He's past the 5 in there.
I thought just –
boy, maybe the 2-yard line? That's going to be
all right. I haven't had trouble with this young man's name all season, and now I just messed it up. Joskowski, I thought he had it.
It was another one.
I was about to say something, and then, no, Hafen kept it.
I was.
So there's that triple option.
I'll tell you, man, it works out very well. 8 minutes left, and they're already 1st and 2. 1st and 2. One fumble, one recovery so far. The snap. Looking to run it. Fry's going to take it, trying to find a hole.
A guy off of him.
And I think, man, maybe the 1 yard line or a half a yard line.
He either got back to the line of scrimmage or a.
I think they got to the 1 yard line. Fry, man, ended up shrugging a guy off of him.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially.
Pulled him back a step, but he just shoved him off of him behind him and ran forward for about another yard.
7:22 left here, and I think we're right around the 1 or 2 yard line here. Very close.
I think we're kind of in between. They're going to call it 2nd and 2.
So 2nd and goal, though. The snap. Looking to run it himself. Finding a hole.
I think he got it.
And
yeah,
I think he's in there. That's going to be a Hawks touchdown. Okay, baby. Look at that. My goodness. It's 7:08. Hawks are on the board and strike first.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down, touchdown. Uh-oh, we have a Lightning player rolling around on the ground. Hopefully that young man will be okay. See, we'll give him some time to tend to him and take a quick break here.
We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to Hawks Radio, and the Hawks are on the board. 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Hawks Radio and a very exciting Hawks football game here for the last one of the season as Hawks are on the board already, and it's 7:08 left here in the first. So only at 6 points right now. We're going on for the extra kick. There was a downed player for the Lightning. He is being helped off, and that looked like a leg injury of some sort, but he is up and pretty much walking under his own power, although he does have assistance over to the bench.
He has a little limp, but he's putting weight on both legs. But that's a good sign.
He should be all right. So we're going to go for the extra point, I believe. I did see the kicker practicing, so I couldn't imagine
he's
we're
going
to go for two, but we're going to go for the extra PT there. Has the wind at his back, coming in just a little bit now.
High snap.
High
Uh-oh.
Snap.
Hafen's
rolling.
Hafen's
rolling, trying to scramble, trying to get out of there. Nothing. He's
brought
back all the way at the 20. Very high snap. I wonder what
happened
there.
Yeah, he didn't have time to set it back down for the kicker. It messed up the kicker's time in any way. No one was going out for
And that was Gutierrez for the snap. Boy, that's something we haven't seen that terribly much out of him this
season.
He's
usually very consistent.
That is unfortunate. So, Hawks 6 and Lightning nothing right now with 7:08 left in the first. So they're having a little conversation, and we'll be right back. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab alignment and brakes and shocks and wheels and tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to some real good College Place football here as your Hawks are on the board for a very solid drive. Jason, my goodness, that was looking at a different team.
I think a lot of it is the lack of speed I'm seeing from the Lightning there. We're taking advantage of it. You know, we've been saying all year that even though the Hawks have been getting beat pretty bad in some cases, they haven't been giving up. They still have the effort. They're still running hard.
And it shows
right
now.
It's showing now.
So the wind at their back, their kick is booted and up way way back there and drops in the face at the 10-yard line and picks it up, finds a hole.
Uh-oh.
He's all the way up to the 50
already. Kicker almost got him.
He keeps going the 40, the 30.
I think that was Jace Pfeiffer that got him.
25-yard line, excuse me, all the way in the Hawks' 25-yard line. I did not see that going that way, Jason.
Reception kind of it helped him with the timing on the blocks. I don't know he would have had as good a blocks to hit that hole if he caught it in the beginning, but and I think it kind of threw some people off. They kind of stopped to see where the ball was going in, but at that point, it gave the Lightning a chance to get some blocks in there.
That was
a heck of a return.
See if they can turn up the defense here. So it looks like they're going to be in a bit of an eye, but a shotgunned eye.
That's
so
a pistol.
It is a pistol. Excuse
Too
me.
Wide out to the right.
I was wondering where he was. Looks like we're going to come back, run him right up the middle.
Oh, man.
Big hole, and that's almost an 8-yard carry there.
Yeah, it looked like one of the linemen dropped back to go into coverage when we needed him to stay with a hand in the dirt.
I was wondering.
They're going with a hurry up.
Right there, too, right real quick.
We don't have a good track record against the hurry up offense.
Second and one at about the 10-yard line. The snap, handing off, right up through the middle. 66 picks him up, throws him down. My goodness, what a hit. That was from 66.
Joel
Hutchison. There we go.
There you go.
So third and three now with right about the 15, I think.
I don't know. I can't see because
you're right.
I have walls in the way
high
here.
Snap, but recovers.
Oh,
quarterback's going to take
right.
it himself though, and Fry's going to try to track him down and push him out. So it was the 25 actually took him out. and that is going to be
Dylan.
Dylan
Anguiano starting for his brother.
Anguiano kind of just made a wall, but Fry was tracking him down, man, and that's where I was seeing. He was the other driver.
Looked like Geese and Fry were were chasing him down, but Anguiano stepped up in his way and just said, "No, you're not getting by me."
Not today.
That was a good solid stop.
Yeah, it really was. So first and seven now. So it's Hank Ward, Nipper Jones first.
Hand it off up the middle.
It's going to run right up the middle. 55 is going to drag him down. And that is going to be Ryan Gorton with the takedown there.
Looks like they're going to be about on the four-yard line.
Second and four. 5:25 here. The run game has been strong with this one.
Now they're in a tight formation. Out pistol again.
Looks like
a bit of a wing.
Gutierrez was trying to shift the defense in a little bit.
Oh, that's a tackle for a loss, but let's see what the penalty is.
And I was interesting. Gutierrez was trying to bring everybody in a little bit. He was motioning backwards towards the.
He was expecting him to run up the middle, as I was.
Yeah.
But that power lineup there looks like false start.
So second and four.
On the offense.
Turns into a second and. Should be
false start on the offense.
All right. So it's a replay of the second down, and that should be back by five. So it should be second and eight. No, it's nine. There we
go.
Math is hard. They pay me to talk, not to math.
That's what I'm here for. Pistol. All right, we have three wide out to the left, one to the right.
5 minutes left.
One running back.
The snap. Oh,
whoa,
my God, a
quick screen
rush
to the receiver on the right near sideline.
And that's going
to
be down at about the five-yard line. Jason,
every
to
the three or four.
Single lineman came through that line. He got that ball off quick.
Well, that was it. It's because they're shifting all the blockers over to the right as a screen to set up the block for that receiver. And he got that barely got that pass out to the receiver on the near sideline, but Hawks were able to stop them about the 3 or 4 yard line.
So third and four at 4:33 here.
Looks like they're going to get in a power formation here.
A power shotgun, I guess. No, it's going to be
a
power
he's under center. There are three running backs behind the quarterback.
And that's going to be running right up the middle. There's
like
a hole.
Yeah.
And he's in. So that's going to be a touchdown for
the Lightning. Yeah.
Lightning there. That was a.
That looked like a lineman carrying it.
I was just about to say, I think that was a lineman. Looking at his number.
Looking at the size.
The size, I believe.
Pretty
that was
sure
a lineman.
That was. Yeah, I still can't. The numbers are bigger on the back of the jersey, and without the name above them, you can kind of see them. But I still can't read the double digits.
Yeah, he's taking his position on the line right now for the extra kick. So
yeah, he's been on the line. I watched him drop back from the line.
So 4:19. They are on the board for the Lightning.
Line it up for that extra point.
You know, I would like to say, you know, I think if I'd like to see how this rest of this game turns out and the kick is up and good. But I don't think if they didn't get down as far as they did,
think they get the touchdown.
I don't think so either. So 4:19, they're on the board. Hawks are trailing by one. I'll tell you what, this has been a very interesting game so far, and we got 4 minutes left here in the first. Don't go anywhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson. And your boys are taking the field now, ready to receive this kick down by one. Again, that extra point was missed earlier due to a high snap. Very uncharacteristic. Hafen was trying to recover from that snap, rolling all the way back to the 20-yard line, trying to
throw it. Yeah, he was looking for someone to get open.
Didn't happen. So,
onside
kick. And
I think that was supposed to be a squib.
And
it's recovered.
They got the recover, though, and they're taking off.
barely across the 10-yard mark. The player had to turn around to grab it.
That was a recovery, wasn't it?
Yeah, that looked like it was meant to be a squib, but
61, I thought, was going to get their hands on it.
Because he looked surprised when his foot went over it instead of under the ball.
Yeah, Hannafin, I thought, was going to get it. I saw him take off towards it, but he didn't. Obviously, he wasn't able to get it. That's interesting. I honestly kind of was wondering if...
Refs are talking about something here. Are they discussing if it went 10 yards or not? Boy, that'd be nice.
I don't...
If they determine he touched it, oh, they're moving back. Or are they discussing where he went out of bounds? What are we doing here? What are we doing
here?
I think the Lightning are keeping the ball. I think they're bringing it back to where.
So if that's the case,
they touched the ball.
If this is the case, they can't have the. Oh, our guy must have. Okay, that's right. Our guy touched it. And they
Hawk player touched it. They picked
it up. So that's
it up.
where Hannafin must have touched
so
it.
So it didn't travel the 10. It didn't need to because it was touched by a Hawk.
Okay, there we go.
Yep.
All right.
It
so
bounced into him. He wasn't. No one was expecting that.
Interesting opportunity though for the Lightning as 4:16 left here in the first. Turns into a first and 10 for them at the 48-yard line. It's going to be their own 48-yard line, but, boy, not a bad place to start here for a drive that really shouldn't be yours.
I think they're still discussing what happened and what didn't happen. Both teams are lined up and ready to go. Lightning quarterback's going over to talk to his coach. What are we doing?
And that ball kind of, it was interesting because it really went into a spinning motion more than anything else. It didn't start doing a tumble or anything like that.
Even if that were intended to be an onside kick, that he didn't get his foot in the right place for it.
He didn't, no. All right, so here we go. Looks like they're going to be in a pistol.
Yep.
48-yard line, first and 10.
Four wide.
Going to hand it off.
Up
66
the
trying to put pressure.
Luis Gutierrez just grabbed a hold of him and stopped him a yard after the line of scrimmage. I think they're going to give him two or three. Boy, I think that's generous.
I think they're going to.
That is at least an extra yard. Because this happened right. I can see right down that line. This is perfectly in line with me, and he did not go that. That ball did not go that far.
I really. That's funny. I really thought that he made it to the 51, and it looks like they're at the 40.
That is at least an extra yard.
51, excuse me. It should have been the 49, I thought. That was at least.
I have the advantage of I don't have the bodies in my way from the guys on the sideline, but they're calling it. So I understand, but anyway.
Very interesting, though. So the snap, looking
to
throw it.
Four out wide.
On the near side.
Into
the hands, 25, and.
Almost
off,
intercepted.
But, yeah, pops right out of there.
And that was Dylan again. Dylan Anguiano breaking up that pass. He's the one that made that stop over here on the near.
Quite the jump there. My goodness. And just popped it on out. So 3:22 here, third and six.
Oh, he's beating himself up about that, I bet. Not hanging on to that one. He had a clear field, too, to run it back.
He sure did. It is going to be the Hawks 47. Again, third and six now.
Two wide each side. No, two wide to the near side. Two looks like a tight end and a wing.
It's going to be a
play
action.
Rolling right.
Looking to throw.
Trying
big
to bomb it.
Looper up here. And that's
going
to be
way
up.
Out of bounds. I like it.
That was. So it's going to be a fourth and six now at the 47. Again, they're up by one as the score is 6-7. Here with 3:16 left in the first.
I think they're going for it.
It certainly seems like it, doesn't it?
Fourth down, Hawk fans. Fourth down.
Yeah, they're going for it.
I wonder if they're going to, I mean, the run option obviously
too wide
has been
on
the way
near
to
side.
Go for them.
There's the tight end in the wing again, right off the right tackle, one back.
Looks like they're showing blitz here. They're play action, and they're coming in at him.
Fell down.
Big hands
pass.
Up and into the hands and out of the reach for
that was
Mr. Hafen himself. Man.
Logan Hafen, I think he got a hand on it, but couldn't hang on to it. That's all right. It's still a first down for the Hawks.
And Gordon Edwards-Jones, first and 10, and a turnover for your Hawks at 3:09 at the 47-yard line. They're in 47, first and 10. Again, not a bad place to start if you're only down by one. Jason, I want to see more of these fantastic power runs and a couple of these quick throws. Boy, what an exciting first drive for the Hawks. I can't wait to see what they got in store now.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what we do with this. The defense doesn't seem to have the same speed for LaSalle as they do on offense.
Looks like four wide. Motion.
Fry's going left to
right. They're
going
to fake pitch, and he's going to take it himself. Hafen gets tied up for about 1 yard add, it looks like.
I really thought Fry had it. Sweeping out to the right.
That was a good pitch, you know. That was a good
fake pitch, I guess.
The cheerleaders really leading us on now for getting fired up. And I think the boys are, as they are second and nine at the 49-yard line. 2:40 left here in the first. Again, 6-7 is your score. We're coming back. I wonder if it's going to be the same. No, we're going to go four out.
It's like Pfeiffer. Jace Pfeiffer looks like he's lined up in a wing.
Shkowski is going to run block for him. And it is in the hands of number six and intercepted. He's taking it back. He's all the way at the 20. And cut he finded a hole, cutting
back
left,
right.
Cutting right. That's going to be a touchdown. Easy pick six for that young man as they're up to 13-6. Boy, so 2:09. Get a pick six.
He's shifty. He's not exceptionally fast, but that number nine for the Lightning is real shifty, agile, able to juke and change direction there. And we saw him do that on that return. They got dropped, and now he just did it on the pick six.
He sure did. So this 13 looking to be turned into a 14 here in a moment. Wind is kicking up. They're going to be kicking into the wind. And that is going to be up and in.
Yeah, they're signaling.
So there we go. 14-6 is your score right now. 2:09 left here in the first. We're going to take time out. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Welcome back to Hawks Radio, folks, on 102.3 FM, KGDC2, 2:09 left here in the first, and your Hawks are down by 13 points. No, that's not right. That's not
eight
half.
8 points.
8 points. There we go. Only an octopus. Only down by an octopus. Not too bad. We went over that last
still
week.
Still a manageable
for those that
game.
Are, paying attention. The kick here.
Well, they
that
actually
kick
another squib.
And that's going to be into the hand. Picked
Geese.
Up around 30, and Geese is going to pick
He's
it up.
Sweeping left.
He's looking
he has
to
a
take
chance.
Off. Lot of room here.
Gutierrez gets
He's
good block.
Good blocks here. And a big
And he stumbles out of bounds at the Lightning. What is that, the 25?
At the 25-yard line, Geese with a huge return.
Gutierrez had a nice block over there, but there was just one more guy in the way that the Geese couldn't get around. He started to get around
him. Good arm bar there
ended up losing his balance. Had he not lost his balance, he had an open field for that last 25 yards.
So the wind at their back, the moon has risen up now, and it is casting some hope here onto the field as it's a Hank Horton Edward Jones first and 10 at the 25-yard line.
The Lightning 25-yard line. All right. Their
two back
formation.
With them. Going to hand it off. That's going to be
Fry.
Fry finds a hole and gets up to about the 20-yard line.
It's like about 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah,
see where they spot it.
Not bad. I think they're going to go with 5 on that.
Oh, one official looks like he's at the 19. The other one put it down on the 20. Okay.
All right, there we go.
I'll take it.
137 in counting. Second and 5 at the 20-yard line.
So now
in the same formation.
Chase is in the right slot.
Them.
James Fry, left of the quarterback.
Look at a snap.
Fry's
going to take
Fry
it up
again.
Through the middle again. Does he find a hole big enough? And I don't think he does. He gets about.
He's close. It's good.
He's really close, but
that
I
was
don't.
A, that was
oh,
still
no, they
nice.
Switched it over, I think. No, it's not. Okay.
That was still a nice run between the right guard and right tackle there.
He's glare on these windows, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm looking at. So about a minute left here for this first. Again, 3rd and 1 is what we're looking at. 6-14 is the score with your Hawks down, but with a good drive in motion here. 2 back with them. And it is going to be Geese and Dyshkovsky. And Fry's going to take it again. He's past that first down marker.
Oh, bounces left.
Finds a hole and finally gets dragged down.
Oh,
there's
two
flags
coming
the
from the down
as,
around the goal line.
That is going to be, I think, I wonder if that's going to be a face mask.
I would say it kind of looked like a face mask.
I was wondering. Let's see.
I'd be fine with that. Should be half the distance to the goal.
It's down to the 5. So we do have a Hank Warden Edward Jones first and 10 right now. But let's see what the officials come up with. It is going to be a
signal face mask.
All right, here's the official report. Well, maybe.
I like this guy. As he's talking to the other officials, he gives the hand signals. Personal foul, face mask on the defense. Should be half the distance to the goal, first down. So they put the ball, they got it to the 5-yard line. They're going to put it on the 2.5 now.
So first and 3 here.
First and goal, we'll call it the 3-yard line.
Let's do it, Hawks.
Chase
Pfeiffer
in the left slot this time.
They're going to hand it
and
to Fry,
James
and he's going to take it right
on. It.
Does he get it?
Yep.
They get it.
That's all the signals.
Touchdown, Hawks. There we go. 12 on the board. As 25 seconds left here in the first. Let's see if we can get the other extra point here in a moment. But at 25 seconds left, your Hawks get on the board once again to bring the score up to 12. And that was Fry.
3-yard run right up the middle.
3-yard run.
Looked like between the center and the right guard. Just powering through, carrying that defensive line with him. Kind of looked like they were getting ready to stop him right on the goal line, and he just gave an extra little surge there and pushed him over.
They're going to go for 2. Let's see if Fry can get himself an octopus. Here we go. They're going to give
Dyshkovsky
it to
gets it.
Takes it.
Did he get it?
Oh, his knee came down early.
What was the ball? No, they're saying he didn't make it.
Yeah, no good. His knee dropped at about the 1-yard line. So we're down by just 2 this time. As it's another 6 on the board, bringing the score to 12-14. Your Hawks are trailing, but not by much. Stick around. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDZ2.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Jason, was it the right idea to go for 2 there?
I don't think it was necessarily wrong, but, I think it was kind of a good call, too, handing it to Dyshkovsky, but, because they weren't expecting that. They were definitely expecting Fry to get it. Would have been nice, though, to see him be able to power it in the rest of the way.
Boy, he came close, and it seemed like he kind of just he almost tripped, I think, is what happened. It wasn't the fact that he was being dragged. He had the strength to bring him to keep going.
Kind of looked to me like he slipped.
It looked like he kind of tripped or slipped or something. So the kick is over to about the 15-yard line and muffed again, like you said. And there's a hole again, and he finds a hole. Sheds a tackle but gets pushed out. 20.
Yeah, he had a couple guys down there around the 20-yard line. 15 or
the one with he's kneeling down right now.
The
pushed him out. I was wondering if that's the kicker.
There's around the 15 or 20 yard line. He had two or three Hawks that hit him, but didn't. Just not a good tackle. Didn't wrap it up or get a good grab on him. And
you know what? I think
it.
That was Angiano with the Angiano. Tackle down. Yeah, Angiano ended up hitting him out of bounds. So 25. 18 seconds, first and 10. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 here at the 35-yard line. Got to be their own 35. And looks like they're going to run it up through the middle. And a lot of pushing and shoving
that was a loss of a yard.
And a loss of yards. Boy, that was a lot of commotion for...
It looked like they handed it off to a fullback, and he didn't get anywhere.
I don't think he got the memo that he was supposed to run is what happened. As the side,
I don't know, it looked to me like the offensive line didn't get the memo that the defensive line was coming across.
So at the end of one, we are stranded with a second and 10 at the 35-yard line. It's going to be the Lightning 35. Your score is 12-14. We're going to take quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, Danny VanVleet joined by Jason Watson. The wind is a bit whippy now. As the flag is moving around here, we're going to have 12 minutes to figure this out before the half. As it is 12-14 with your Hawks trailing by 2. See, I was able to do that math.
Just a safety. We just need a safety.
Just a safety, yeah.
We can do that. We've done it a couple times.
So they switch sides now. So your Hawks are going left to right on your radio dial. Or
well,
however
going
you're
right
choosing
to. Left,
to
because they have the ball right now.
Choosing to listen to us.
All right, let's get a sack or a turnover here. Lightning trying to figure out how they're going to line up. Looks like two wide out to the right, one wing to the left. Oh, it might be a tight
motion.
Receiver.
Matt's going to be a quick pitch, and he's going to take it himself.
Quarterback keeps it.
Finds some room there and really fakes out the defense as he's taken off. Fry finally brings him down all the way at almost the 40-yard line, actually.
Yeah,
probably about the
42-yard line. Crossed over the
50
and got to about the Hawks' 42.
That was quite the play, and that confused the bejeebus out of the Hawks defense there for a moment. And
yeah, you had to got a receiver in motion, and then a running back that kind of went to the left side, and the quarterback held on to it, kind of delayed a little bit, and took off up the middle and to the right.
Boy, yeah, just really found a hole and really got some good blocks in, actually. So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 43.
That was more just how quickly he could change direction.
Motion again. He's going to take it himself.
Almost got him in the backfield.
66. Almost got a hand on him and spun him around.
What is that?
But finally
Looks,
recovered.
Took 8
off.
Or 9 over there that stopped him.
And then I think it was.
I think that's James Fry.
I think Fry brought him down.
Grabbed the hold him from behind
shoulder.
And pulled him back. Yeah. After Hutchison wasn't able to
wrap him
up.
Gave him a little bit of a
timeout Lightning.
There. And that is going to be a timeout. We're going to take a timeout here, too. 11:05 left here. 12-14 is your score. Second and 11 at the 44. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service.
Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Wind's picking up again. Really nice, fairly cool night, though. A little bit of cloud cover, but the almost a full moon is
just barely not.
Just kind of just
tiny
barely
little
not.
Sliver that's not. It's all right, they're lining here, up again, coming back clouds. From timeout. Looks like they're going to go three wide out to the left now, one to the right, out of the pistol.
11:05 left, second and 11 at the 44.
Watch the run, guys. Looks like they're stacking the box. Here
motion.
Comes that same guy in motion.
Going to be run right up the middle, finds a hole. He does,
ooh,
but wrapped up and brought down, and that's going to be a gain of about, I would say, probably around 5-6 yards.
It looks like Will Weed is the one that put the stop on him.
He's the one that put the hurt down. Yeah,
he's the one that came flying in there and hit him, and someone else that was already on the ground grabbed a hold of a leg at that point and brought him down. I think that's Judah Breithop.
Breithop.
I don't know. I've heard it pronounced three or four different ways.
Motion here.
Oh.
And that's going to be a big hit down.
Looks like they're handing it to a fullback that was
and that is a loss of yards by about 3 yards. So
he was moving quick, but the defensive line got in there and said no.
Fourth and 7 at the 44.
I think that was Cody Pfeiffer.
They're up by 2. What are they going to do? I mean, you're kind of too close to – are you too close to punt it?
I mean, it depends on your punter. I think it's more of not how close it is, but how accurate is your punter. And then, of course, how accurate and how much power does your kicker have. But I'm not convinced.
They're not going for it, though.
They have a kicker that can do it. They're going for it.
So, from the pistol, looking to throw, a lot of pressure, all the way back and up and out. And that's going to be, there is going to be a flag in it. Is it? Oh, it's off a defensive interference, isn't it?
I didn't see a flag, but.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, the ref just signaled it's Hawks ball.
All right. We'll take it here, folks.
That looked like defensive pass interference to me or defensive holding, but.
Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 here at the 44. So a turnover going to be on their own 44-yard line. 9:39 left here in the first for the first half. Again, down by 2. Going to be one back with them.
Manageable. 4 wide.
He's going to take it himself, I think. Yeah, he's going to break out. Trying to
missed
run
tackle.
Across. Oh, my
Head
goodness. Front. He cuts back the
going
other way.
Back.
Finds a big hole here. He's up for about 15 yards already. And finally brought down by almost the entire team.
I love the awareness and the ability to stop his momentum from going out of bounds. Less than a yard. He was about a foot away from stepping out of bounds. Shifted, cut back to the left, and then was able to run for about another 15 yards for that first down.
Fantastic, as it's Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 43-yard line. It is going to be the Lightning.
Because I thought that play was going to be – I thought he was going to step out of bounds about the 45.
I was just hoping he was going to turn the corner. Enough, honestly.
I wasn't worried about that. He didn't have the blocks. That's why he cut back to the left.
And that's going to be a run. 8 is going to take it on the near side. Fry.
Oh, he has the first.
And he's up past the first and down at about the 26-yard line. And that's going to be
about the. It looks more like 28.
28-yard line. There we go. Thank you. So another Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 here. At, again, the 28, at 8:50 left here in the first half. Again, down by 2. The wind is picking up in the faces of the Hawks.
Let's see. We have
Fry back with him. Hands it off to Fry, and he's going on the far side
sweeping
now.
Sweeping left.
Trying to cut through, and
turn
he does.
Corner.
Finds a hole. He gets all the way up there, all the way to about the 10-yard line.
On the far sideline. Say the thing. Say the thing.
That's going to be a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 with 8:25
About the 10-yard line, the Lightning 10-yard line.
It's 11, I think, is where they're going to mark it officially.
Yeah, it looks like 11. I don't know. I'll wait for the board operator to put it up there. Oh, he has first and 10 on the 11.
All right.
And that works because if we're just shy of the goal line, that could still be a first down and four more tries.
Hey, push I like that.
Punch it in. I like it. All right.
8:20 to get into there.
It's like we're putting two back there with the quarterback.
The snap. Very bad handoff play action, but he takes it himself. It's like he was going to do a little bit of a play action with Dyshkovsky there, but Dyshkovsky just took off.
Oh, I think
Hafen
intended to keep it, but I think Fry was expecting to get it.
Is that what happened? It was
kind of what it looked like.
A little bit of a confusion.
It's like we're swapping out
61 for 55.
So that's Micah Hanifin out and Ryan Gort back in.
So it's going to be a yard gain there. Or no, excuse me. It's going to be still a second and 10.
Yeah, a little less than a yard. Rolling right to pass.
Rolling right to the near side.
Oh.
A diving Pfeiffer. Couldn't come up with it. Just out of reach, too. So that second and 10 turns into a third and 10. Still at the 11.
Jace Pfeiffer made a good effort there, diving for it to try to get hands on it. He may have actually got a finger or two on it, but not enough.
So 7:32 here.
Ball had some zip to it, too.
It certainly did, man. It really wasn't a too bad of a throw, I guess. But I wonder if, well, I guess the blame goes to the quarterback on that. But
I
kind of wonder if Pfeiffer slowed down a moment.
Something I've noticed is Hafen a lot of times throwing on the run. He doesn't have the accuracy.
Run. He's going to take it on the near side,
sweeping
trying to find
right.
a hole. And
he finds a little bit of a hole.
There it is. He's in there for
near
another
side
touchdown
line.
For Hafen. What a run that was. Gets an 11-yard run there. And a little bit of a long, sweeping run all the way to the near side.
Yeah,
and just cuts on up.
He tried turning the corner at the right tackle and saw that was closed up, so he kind of sidestepped out a little bit, kind of went about the hash mark to cut it up again, and someone was there, so he kind of bounced it out one more time to the sideline and was able to take it in all the way. Did you say the thing?
I did. It's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down, touchdown, and your boys are going for two here. 7:23, up 18-14. He's going to play, throw it right into the hands of Geese, and that's in there. Here we go. It's 20-14 now, and your Hawks are running the show. You're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Van Bleek joined by Jason Watson, and your Hawks are leading this game now, 20-14. Just they make that look easy.
I hope the returner hangs onto the ball this time, because the last two times when they've dropped it and picked it up,
they take off.
The kicking team, the Hawks have kind of paused and hesitated to see what's going on, and that's allowed the Lightning to get some blocks. So I think we have a better chance in a not-so-good return if the receiving team will just hang on to the ball.
Hawks are going to be sending it into the wind here. Big boot.
Nice.
drops down at about 20-yard line, and do they get a hand on him? They do.
Looks like
Geese and 67 bring him down.
Right about the 30-yard line, Lightning 30-yard line. So that's where the official is standing.
So it's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 30. Again, about 7:16 left here in the first half with your Hawks up 20-14. Wind has definitely made it a chillier night.
All right, let's see what they're going to do now. Looks like they're going to go two wide to each side, still out of the pistol. One way wide out there on the far sideline.
He's all the way at the sideline, pretty much.
Like we're stacking
they're
going to
run it right up through the middle and brought down by Fry from the back.
Still looks like it's good for about 3 or 4 yards.
You know what I like seeing, though, Jason, is that we're stopping. You know, they're not finding as big a holes.
Yes.
They're getting through.
They did
but
that
not,
their
but
first drive.
But yeah, not, but they're not finding big holes anymore.
They're not getting those 15-yard runs.
So second and fourth to 34. It's going to be their
Stacking
own 34-yard line as Lightnings are going to try to take it with one back. They're going to hand it off. That's going to try to find a hole, and he doesn't. And that's
Hawks are signaling a fumble recovery.
I believe Hawks are going to take up the ball.
I think Gutierrez got it.
I think he did. Do they have it? They do.
Yeah, Hawks just tossed the ref a football, so.
There we go, young man. Good job there. As I believe that was, I think that was Anguiano and Gutierrez that came up with that ball.
So I think somebody else knocked it out, but I think Gutierrez, he's the one that stood up with it in his hands. Anyway, I think he got the recovery. So where are we?
So motion near side, and Haven's going to Fry's going to take it himself as he played quarterback there
for a
moment.
I thought Jace Pfeiffer had it.
And that was a little bit of a confusing one as
everybody else
Fry
was coming
in,
to the near sideline.
Took the snap himself, took off. But yeah, it was motion from the far side of the near side. They lined up so differently that I was honestly a little confused there for a moment when I looked at them. So that first down turns into a, that Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 turns into a second and 6 at the 34-yard line, 6:09 left here in the first
half.
It's going to be a normal formation here.
I looked up as they snapped the ball and saw everyone running toward us. Oh, looking to throw. Bouncing around the pocket. Nope,
and
he's going to run up the middle.
He's going to take it himself.
Oh.
Finds a hole. And
I think that's going to be another face mask.
78 ends up getting a little further, and I think right around the first
There were at least
marker.
Two, possibly three flags out there.
I thought I saw a face mask, or was it a horse?
I thought I saw a face mask on Hafen because it jerked his helmet.
Trying to take a look here. Good communication by the referees tonight.
Personal foul.
So it is personal foul, and I saw a motion for the face mask. And I think that's what everybody, we're all on the same page here. Really
Lightning's
good
already moving backwards. I like it.
Really good officiating tonight, though. Very, very good communication.
Personal foul.
Personal
face
foul.
Mask on the defense.
Like
yeah.
that. So
I saw, the,
another
I saw that head
Edward
jerk.
Jones first down. Okay, so you saw that. So it's what, half the how does that work? How does a personal foul work then? Is that half
so it's usually, in that case, it would be a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
Okay.
And generally,
so we're up to the
12-yard
line now. Motion from the near side. And it's the same play again where
Fry took it.
And takes it.
Jace
with,
was motioning.
Pfeiffer on the motion.
But not sure if we got any yards. I think we may have lost one there. Or two.
It's an interesting play that we haven't run too much this year. So second and 12, we lost two. 5:18 left in the first half of this ball game.
Of course, they're in the spot I have to compete with the column.
Come on, slide on over, buddy. Let's...
You have that side. I'll look over here.
So two back with him from the snap. He's going to run it himself. And Ryan's right up through the middle but gets
Little
dropped
delay.
Down. There wasn't really much of a hole, but he managed to get about a few yards there. I think is that 3 yards maybe? out of it? Yeah, 2 yards, 3 yards. Yeah,
it looks like got either back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe an extra yard.
So 3rd and 9, not too bad. 4:44 left here again in the... Is that going to be a timeout? It is going to be a timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout, too. 20-14 is your score. Hawks are on top. 4:39 left here in the first half of this ball game. We're stopped at a 3rd and 9 at the 11. Don't go anywhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio, folks. It's a good time, let me tell you. Listen to it however you want. In the stands in front, on the radio waves, or on the interwebs. Just glad you're here with us as we are at the final game of the season. Again, Jason Watson and I'm Danny Van Vliet joining you for what has been a very exciting game with your Hawks up 20-14. We are 4 minutes, 39 seconds left here in the first half of this game. And the Hawks chose to receive the ball first, so they will be kicking it off in the third quarter. It is 3rd and 9 at the 11. Hasn't been going great for them on this last couple drives, but let's see if they can shake things up here again and keep this original momentum going. They're shifting back just a touch, and here we are for
the trying to get
snap,
start,
and he's going
to
take it himself, trying to find a hole, and he does.
Weaving
a little
around.
Bit on the inside.
Same
does
thing.
He get it? He's right there, but I think he's out at
no,
the one. He's
that's going to be a first.
It's a first down.
Within
so
the one-yard line, I think.
So I believe this is what they call, oh, no, it's a 4th and 1 is what they're going to call it.
Not I'm sorry, if it were a
even the PA
3rd and 9 on the 11,
that doesn't something's
and you
not
get to the
1 yard
line, how is that not a first? Where's the signal?
There we go. Now we're marking it as a first down.
I never saw the signal from the ref.
And that's going to be a timeout. So, 4:29 left here in the first half, 20-14. It's 1st and 1. Is what the official thing is. So it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 1. We're going to take a quick timeout here, too. Don't go anywhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Jason, confusion is over here, sir, and we do have a 1st and 1. So just like you said, we got 4 tries to get 1 yard.
1st and goal on the 1 yard line.
I want to see under center, man. I'll tell you what.
I'd like to see them line up in a goal line formation.
We don't do it a lot, but we're
power
in the same formation here. So they're back to the 5 yard line is where they're going to snap the ball to, and they're going to run it right up the middle.
Quarterback.
And he's fighting his way in there.
I don't think he gets it.
He's pushed all the way back.
Yeah, it's going to be
looks
2nd and goal inches.
4 linemen or I guess defensive players got their hands on him and was shoving him back.
Yeah, he was
but,
fighting hard, but
couldn't
just couldn't
it.
Get enough leverage to push across that line. That is
so 2nd and 1.
Inches to go. It looks like about half the distance of the football. Half the length of the football to get in the goal line.
Pretty close is what we're saying.
Come on, 20-14.
And they're running it right up the middle again. Does he get it?
I think he got
that
one.
That's going to be a good one. So there we have it, folks. There's another touchdown for your QB. Aifin takes it in there. at 3:41. 3:41 left here in the first half of this ball game, and it is up 26-14. What a fantastic time these Hawks are having on this field tonight for their last ball game this year. Man.
All right, Coach, come on, come on, come on. If you're going for it, I want to see Luis get it. Nope, he's under center. Or he is the center.
They are going to go for two, though. Try to make up that extra point that they're lacking. 3:41 again, so we're going to go for the extra point here. 26-14. And they're going to do a quick throw.
Almost
picked off.
And
oh, my goodness, they're not going to get it. No, they're not. So that was
it was caught, but it was outside the end zone.
Jason,
that was
a
great diving catch by Geese. I think that's the best catch he's made this year. Diving catch, beautiful catch.
But a catch that
getting his hands under the ball
off of that whiffed
it was
off
deflected.
Of the defensive.
It was deflected, and Geese went diving for it and caught, got his hands under it and caught it, controlled it. But when he hit the ground, the ball was outside the goal line. No good.
So 26-14 is what your score is. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson, and we're watching a very exciting Hawks football game. So I'm glad you're with us, as we'll tell you all about it here. 26-14 is your score. 3:41 left here in the first half of this ball game. So let's see what happens as they're about to kick into the wind, gusting just a little bit. Not too bad though, as it's probably coming in around 2-3 mile an hour. Big boot all the way back. 20-yard line's where it drops. Picked up and touched at the 15. He's going to take it on the near side. Tries to grab him. Doesn't. And
I think he stepped out of bounds. They're saying around the 30 or 35. Looks like about the 32 or 33.
So at least he didn't get too far.
Someone caught a hold of his jersey or undershirt and stretched it out about 5 feet.
He sure did, yeah. He was happy about that one, too, let me tell you. So 32-yard line.
Oh, yeah, he was real happy when it snapped back and hit him in the lower back. I'm sure he was happy.
So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 32. 3:35 left here. And
looks like we have an uncovered receiver out there to the right.
Coach trying to get their defensive line to shift a little bit. Finally does. And it's going to be a run right up the middle and wrapped up and brought down by number 60.
I think it's
66. Is going to bring him down.
It's going to be Joel Hutchison. And he came running around from the, looked like about the left end position. He came from the right side of the offensive line, but came up behind the runner. It brought him down.
Hutchison
chased him down.
Has been quite the key player here so far in this game.
Yeah, he was lined up left end. That's where he is again.
So second and 8 here at the 35. 3 minutes left. The snap. Hands off.
Same
trying to find a hole.
Play.
Can't do it. And it is the same play, isn't it? And he's
brought
down.
He got a yard or two or three. But
they're chipping away, but the Hawks defense is holding strong as they pile on top of them. Get maybe a yard? I think they're getting a yard there, right? Third and 5 at the 37. 2:30 left. Hawks are up 26-14 is your score.
Almost
snap is low.
Snap
and
is
again,
low
that
and
same
brought down for a loss
right at the 35-yard line. I like it.
64 brought him down, and that was
Judah Breedhop.
Oh, it is Breedhop. Okay, there we go.
Was,
I forgot he changed his jersey number. I was looking around for him. So two
well,
minutes
he
here.
Was, remember, he was running back for a little bit.
He was, yep.
And then went, decided, yeah, that's tougher than it looks. Yeah, back to the line.
It certainly is. So it looks like we're kind of playing this back-to-punt thing, but they're not in the formation to punt. But the defense is ready for, well, there's someone way back there as a safety. Then I guess. That was an interesting shift. Okay, they are going to go ahead and, going for the long ball.
Yeah, they
ball
were expecting
here.
A long bomb.
And that's going to be up and
deflected.
And deflected.
Who is
by
that?
None
20-something.
Other by Dylan Anguiano.
Yeah, number 25.
Into the hands.
That was a great leaping deflection there because the receiver definitely had a height advantage. It was a good job.
I think it was Anguiano, Dylan.
It is, 25. Dylan Anguiano jumped up and made that deflection.
So, 4th and 8 turns into a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 1st and 10 at the 36-yard line.
And honestly, in that situation, I think it's better than an interception because we can look at that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's a 20-yard difference.
I bet he begs to differ with you, but I'm with you. 129.
Four
they
wide.
Got a minute 29 seconds to put some more points on the board here before they have to kick it in the third. They're going to hand it off. And
James.
James going to take it and get about 5 yards, halfway almost, up there. Good good rolling, kind of a bit of a leisurely
twist in there.
Rolling twist.
Dragging 24 with him for about 4 yards.
Up to the far side there.
Likes running. Let's hurry up.
Not too bad.
Looks
second
like they're
and
bringing
five
a blitz.
31. Back to throw. Into the hands of Pfeiffer, I believe. And that is bobbled, but ended up taking it almost to the 20-yard line. I think he got himself a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down. Good
yes,
job,
he did.
Young man. As he was able to recover that bit of a bobble and suck it on in. So it is 56 seconds here. 1st and 10. Clock is winding down now at the 22-yard line. Motion here. They're going left.
That's a
3 wide.
Audible.
4 wide.
3 wide out to the left.
They're going to go back to throw it. Quick throw to Fry. He's up.
Nice
finds a
block
hole.
By Pfeiffer.
Doesn't go all the way. He's in there. Oh, baby. Good job to Fry. As it's a good heads-up play with an audible. Puts him on the left side of the field and a good quick pass behind the line of scrimmage, ends up taking it all the way, and that's a huge run, and what a fantastic play that was for James Fry.
Tell you what, he wouldn't have made that play had it not been for an exceptional block by Jace Pfeiffer out there. So when they shifted, James went from back with the quarterback, and Pfeiffer came from the right to the left side. I don't know who was the far wide out to the left. Then he had Pfeiffer and then Fry. They snapped the ball real quick, and Pfeiffer got out there and made an excellent block so James could run down the sideline. So extra points up and good.
Extra point is up and good. All right, so we have a 32-14 ball game now, and we have 36 seconds left. In the first half, we're going to take time out. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed, and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at WallaWallaToyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
He said no good.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, excuse me, folks. Sorry about that. I was, we were trying to decide, and it looks like that kick was no good. It went wide, I guess.
Like wide left is what we're being told.
Boy, I really thought that one went in. So excuse me.
I could have sworn I saw it go through. Better eyes than myself. That's okay. I will still take 32-14.
We will take it. So
it's definitely a different
different scenario kick for the Hawks this year.
Kick was no good.
That's fine. That's fine.
This is why I should, I guess, pay attention to the refs a little more, huh? When I watch that,
so I couldn't see them
for the
glare through two windows.
I'll blame it on that too. Back to kick again. 36 seconds here for these Lightning to make a drive before halftime.
Nice booming kick this time to the other side of the field.
Right into the
hands. Hey, this is the first time the receiver's held onto it. Uh-oh.
And he finds a big old hole and makes it up to about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Lightning 43.
44, maybe?
43, 44, somewhere there. Depends where's the – yeah, I guess 44.
So they got 30 seconds to do something about it. 32-14 is your score. It's going to be a Hank Warden-Edward Jones first and 10 for the Lightning at their own 43-yard line.
Now, starting out the game, they were trying some deep passes, and they did have a little success, but they've mostly been sticking to the run. Interested to see what they do here. They definitely like lining up in some passing formations. Well, they've been handing off to this number 40 a lot. Looks like the size of him looks like a fullback, but he hasn't been getting much more than 2 or 3 yards.
They're going to play action here, and Pfeiffer with a big hit.
Intercepted
on the near side, and that's your QB that came up with that one as Hafen picked it up at about the 50-yard line, got to about the 45-yard line, and that is going to be 45 on the Lightning. So it's going to be Hank Warden-Edward Jones first and 10, and this is the second interception in a row for him for per game.
Yep.
He was able to do a pick six last game, and another – really fantastic. He's fighting his own cause, let me tell you here. As it's 22 seconds to do something about it with 32-14 lead over the Lightning here. So Hafen's coming out with the play.
I think he's making a case to be the main character.
I think it's so. Man, Pfeiffer came in, though, with a huge hit to that quarterback.
Yes, he did.
That just really rattled him on that throw. It looks like they're going to take it. Oh, he's going to roll
left.
It. He's looking to throw. A lot of pressure, though. Trying to get out. Bay back there. He throws it.
Oh, and that's almost intercepted.
Again.
Luckily, he hit the ground. And
Fry scrambled all the way back to the other 40-yard line just about before he threw that ball. And it was barely into the hands. Barely out of the hands, I
guess
I should
ground
say.
Right in front of the defender, and then he couldn't hang on to it when it bounced in his arms.
So second and 10, 13 seconds left here. See if they can make the most out of it. Like I said, they're going to be kicking it in the third. So 13 seconds
to
halftime.
Right now, the better.
32-14 lead, though. Boy, what a great feeling it is. I just saw Geist try to signal for a timeout. And they are going to take a timeout.
Yep. Hawks timeout.
So Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hawks, boy. Gee whiz. Excuse me, folks. Hawks Radio here. Elmo stepped in for a moment.
I don't like that very much when I have something in my throat.
Okay, excuse me. So, Hawks Radio, Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson.
And Elmo.
And Elmo. 32-14 is your score. Hawks on top. Second and 10 at the 46-yard line. That is going to be Lightning.
46.
13 seconds left, Jason. You got to go with a long bomb, eh? But there's three out, looks like. And that's what they're going to do. He's
rolling left again
rolling
in trouble.
A big throw into the hands of Pfeiffer. Oh, no.
Geese, and he held on to it.
Picks it up at the 30 and a big hit from the back. And I'm assuming
hurry up.
5 seconds.
Timeouts.
And that's going to be a timeout. So they got 5 seconds. Do something about it. It's going to be Hank Warden-Edward Jones first and 10 at the 29-yard line with a lead of 32-14. We're going to take a timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5 seconds here. He's back. And a big pass into the hands and nothing doing there. And that's going to be the time runs out as the intended target was
Jace Pfeiffer. And it was thrown a little behind him. And Jace slipped and fell back trying to turn back to get the ball. But it hit the ground as a defender dove for it. That's all right, though. 32-14.
That is a good way to start a ball game, my friends. So let's see if they can keep the momentum running. Boy, we have a whole lot to talk about coming up in the halftime show. So make sure you don't go anywhere. You're listening to Hawks Radio with Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, and I am pleased to announce right now that the Hawks are up 32-14 going into halftime. My goodness, Jason, it's the first time all season.
Are you sure about that?
I think so.
I think we had an away game that they were up at halftime, but it was only by like 2 points.
Okay, well, way to really take the wind out of my sails, bud.
Hey, you know what? This is more than double. It's great. This is the first time they've done that. it's a good feeling.
Jason, let's just start right now. How did we get here? 32-14. What happened? Break it down for me.
Let me find my notes. All right, so first quarter, the Hawks, it's 7-0-8 left. First to score, Hafen ran it in 2 yards for a touchdown. We had that was the high snap and sack, so we didn't get any extra points there. And then at 4:19 left, you had a 4-yard touchdown run by the Lightning, and they had a good point after, so that took it 7-6 Lightning. And then 3:09, that was a turnover on downs. And interception, and 2:09 in the first quarter. had an interception return for a touchdown. That put, after the PAT, that put LaSalle up 14-6 over the Hawks. And then at 25 seconds left in the first quarter, we had, why am I drawing a blank? Number 8, Fry, 3-yard touchdown run. And then the 2-point conversion the Hawks went for was no good. That left the score at the end of the first quarter. LaSalle 14, Hawks 12. And it was all Hawks after that. So in the second quarter, 7:23 left, had Hafen run it in for an 11-yard touchdown. Had the 2-point conversion that was good, the pass to Geese. That took it to Hawks 20, Lightning 14. And then at 3:41, Hafen with another touchdown. That was the one that was just under a yard. It was like half the length of the football to go.
That was an interesting one.
Took a couple tries.
Deciding to figure out how that was going to happen.
Took a couple tries, but they got it in. He punched it in for another touchdown. 2-point conversion was no good. That was the one. It was a nice pass over to Geese. Geese made a nice diving catch after the ball was tipped, but unfortunately, when he hit the ground, the ball was outside the goal line. So that left it 26-14 Hawks.
That might have been, no joke, though, that might have been the best heads-up play that I've seen from Geese all season long.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that ball was popped way up into the, you know, it.
And
he came out of nowhere
went quick,
coming
too.
For that,
it wasn't
too.
Like it was floating. It just quickly went up and down. That was a very good heads-up play by him. Like, he made a good, solid catch. Just the problem was, because it was an extra point attempt, outside the goal line, you're not getting another shot at it, right? So that put us up 26-14, 37 seconds left in the half. Hafen makes a pass to James Fry, about a 21-yard, I think it was, touchdown.
Yeah, about 21, yeah.
21-yard touchdown. And the point after, we thought initially was good. We thought it was going between the uprights, but there was a signal that was no good.
Another prime example of me messing up here, folks. Well, sorry about that.
And, you know, just neither one of us can see anything very well. But that took it to 32-14. And not a score, but I still thought it was a great play. 22 seconds left. Hafen makes the interception about the 50-yard line and returned it about 5 yards, and that gave us that last little 20-second drive at the end.
Talking about a young man that's helping his own cause.
His own cause, helping his team. I mean, he's the star of the show tonight.
He has been
so far
fantastic. And then again, this is the second interception in a row for him.
Yeah, second game in a row with an interception.
Second game in a row, excuse me.
Yep.
Boy, I just really like to see that. We're going to have more coming up for you here in this halftime report. Again, your Hawks, man, they're on top 32-14. So definitely something to celebrate about here. You're listening to the Hawks Halftime Show here on Hawks Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hox Radio in the halftime show. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson. And it has been just a really fantastic game and a good opportunity for your Hawks here, and maybe even a redemption for senior night, let's call it, as this is the last home game and the last game of the season and for this football team here this year. One thing I would actually like to point out, too, is, boy, the stands are a lot fuller than it has been most of the season, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like we have some good attendance here. This is definitely one of the higher attendance games we've had. I like it, even on the visitor side.
It really is.
Said, so,
yeah, it's good
it's
to see.
It's good to see.
So I wanted to talk about, boy, there's so many things I want to talk about. So
well,
many good
pick
things,
one to start.
So many good things that have been happening. But one thing I wanted to really talk about is the defensive performance by, and I'm going to forget his name. There we go, Hutchinson.
Hutchinson?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that's
Joel
what you were talking
Hutchinson,
about.
Number 66, has been on fire tonight.
Oh, man.
And,
he's,
I mean,
he's
there's
been
plenty
the
to
just
talk about good-wise for, all, you know, offensively. But defensively, boy, Hutchinson
has been almost every single play he's been in the backfield.
He's been tied up in almost everything as well. I mean, it has been, if he isn't at least getting his hand, if he isn't bringing down the runner,
if he's not in
or
on the
tackle,
he's right there behind
he's
him.
He's at least getting his hands on them before he leaves, before they leave the backfield.
Yeah,
he has been a force to reckon with tonight.
He's been getting through that offensive line every single play, chasing down the quarterback, chasing down running backs. If he's not in on the hit, he's right behind the ball carrier. But he's been just really, really tearing it up tonight. It's nice to see. I've seen
so he's,
Cody
and
Piper
he's
a couple times break
too,
through there, too.
He's a sophomore, too, and I'd really like to see him. I'm excited to see what he can bring next year.
Oh, yeah.
As, you know, I mean, you know, we had a conversation with the coach last week about, you know, over the summer, over break and stuff like that, hitting the weight rooms, building up, making sure they're hitting their marks, really getting their participation up. And I think, boy, this is something that he can really do something with next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he keeps, you know, training well through the off season, and I don't know what other sports he may or may not do, but if he stays on top of it, hits the weight room and works hard at it, I think he can only get better. But he's been doing a great job getting through that line tonight.
And you said Cody Pfeiffer. Also,
he's been all over the place.
He's
too.
Been really breaking through. He came back with a huge sack, that one, the one that led to the interception with Hafen. I believe he was the one that came in
with
the pressure.
That hit the, I think he's the one that, yeah,
it was
pressure on the quarterback.
It
maybe
was
even
him,
hit him
I believe.
As he was throwing it.
Mm-hmm. He was the one that broke through out of nowhere.
I know,
so
he's done that a few times tonight, too. He's been getting a little more tied up. I mean, it kind of looks to me like the LaSalle offense is kind of focusing in more on him, because he's been doing real well the past several weeks. And I think that's freeing up a little bit for the other guys to get back there. But
I agree,
but
yeah.
Cody's still been getting through into the backfield, and he's disrupting the timing, the run game, and the pass game.
And I'd also like to, you know, really talk about Dylan Anguiano, where he's
about
been
stepping up.
He's really stepping up, man.
Man,
I mean,
especially
into a,
on defense.
Into a role that he's not usually in. He has been he almost had that interception.
Yeah.
A huge leap out of nowhere. He's
had a
been
big deflection. Couple
he's
big deflections.
He's stopped two almost guaranteed touchdowns.
Yeah.
And it was just him and that runner. And he was getting mowed over, man, but he held on strong enough to to get them out of bounds at least.
He chased one down, and then the other one, he stepped up in front of the runner. No one else could get to him. Guy looked about twice his size and just planted right in his chest. And no, the guy didn't move it. He didn't move an inch beyond.
And he's gotten the, and that's the thing, man. You're watching Anguiano afterwards. He's like, all right, cool. And then he'll go and take a knee for a minute. And because he gets his,
he's 5'10". Okay, Dylan Onyango, we have him listed at 5'10", 146. Now, that player he stopped was almost twice his size and weight.
Just about.
And close to it. And
he gets the wind knocked out of him big time, man. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you, especially for a little guy, he's hitting hard, and he's making some great jumps. And is he a basketball player, too?
He's been doing fantastic.
Yeah, so, he's doing an awesome job tonight on defense.
Really liked it. I just wanted to shine the light a little bit on the defense because, man, I mean, they've been pretty strong all season long, although they just, you know, it's hard to hold a candle to, you know, powerhouse teams. But, you know, really this game, they've really been able to shine up. So we're going to take our last time out here. When we come back, you're going to get a little bit more final thoughts. And the third quarter here, Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
You should listen to Hawks Radio any way you can, because if you don't, you miss great things like this game where your Hawks are on top 32-14, plus the deliciously enjoyable tones of my voice and Jason Watson's. That's
delicious,
right.
Delicious, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the best you could come up with?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is what happens when you let Danny talk off the fly.
Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson, and we are about to start the third quarter here with your Hawks on top, 32-14. Boy, man, I just can't express how much of a different team we're looking at today. And it's, again, we're just, you know, I think this is something that I would like to say about the Hawks is all season long, you know, this is something that we've preached about a little bit, but these guys don't give up, and they have the fight in them every day. They show up, they grind, they have the fight.
It doesn't matter what that scoreboard is. They've kept a very high level of effort, which I have to say, I said it in the beginning, didn't really look like LaSalle was doing that much. A couple over here trying to it's like Luis and Will Weed and James Fry were trying to rile up the crowd a little bit, but Doesn't sound like it got good. I don't think anybody was watching
them. Is that what
them.
Happened?
You didn't see the three of them jumping and waving their arms? Yeah, they're trying to get everybody excited here because the LaSalle's lined up to receive, but coach is still talking to the Hawks. Here we go. Now they have the ball and they're going out there.
And again, this is definitely the crowd to do it as, boy, it has been, it's a pretty full house tonight.
I'm starting to get the idea LaSalle's ready to get this over with.
Come on. Here we go. So 32-14 to start the second half of this game.
I'd like to see if we can get a good quick stop here from the Hawks, I'd like to see the offense get another touchdown and then let's start looking at the backups in.
You just want to see number four out, don't you?
I would like to see number four. I would like to see four in the backfield, but something tells me that's not going to happen.
Kick is up. And a bit of a squib low there.
It's
out of bounds at the 15. So that's going to be to the 40.
He's been inching closer and closer. Now what's funny is it's been inching closer and closer to the same sideline, and they're going the other direction now.
That's true. Excuse me, I didn't talk about that. They're going from right to left on your radio dial with no wind assist on that kick. So
yeah.
That was all him as they are – I thought they were out at the 40, but they're not. – They're going to be
the 30, I think,
first and 10 at the
35. 35 is what we've seen in the past.
That's right. It is a 35. Okay. I remember that now. So Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Lightning at their own 35-yard line. Looks like defense is all out there again.
That still might be safer than a
Hutchison,
return.
I do see on this near corner here. And he's looking hungry to get in there.
Oh, no, it looks like he's inside.
And they're going to run it right up the middle. And Hutchison gets the takedown again as he's wrapped up with two others. And that's going to be, I think, maybe a yard gain
Hutchison,
on that guy.
Breedhoff, I think Gutierrez and Fry were in there. Cody Pfeiffer, he had four or five guys in on that. That runner had nowhere to go. But, as you said, Hutchison, he did, coming from the left end. He ran all the way around and chased down that running back.
So, second and 9 at the 36-yard line. Their own 36. Clock winding down here at the 11:25. 32-14 is your score. And it's interesting, the only one down in the dirt is, can you see that number? There's only one line.
That's Cody Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer is the only one that's
the nose
down
tackle
in the dirt.
Spot.
Yeah. And it's going to be a run on the outside. Yep. Finds a hole, but not too far. As he gets about 4 yards, making it to the 40-yard line there.
And that's, I believe that's that, I want to say it's number 9.
That was number 9.
Number
yep.
9, Philip Ruiz for the Lightning. He's been their one offensive, well, their main offensive weapon. The quarterback's had a couple good runs here and there. But primarily everything that they've done points and big yardage-wise has been number 9. And
they're
the returns and.
Yeah, they're going to give them a little more there, so it's going to be 41-yard line, so 3rd and 4th. He did, yeah, quick throw up
to the left.
Uh-oh,
they got some good blocks.
And past the first down marker, and some pushing, shoving, finally gets them out around the, past the, oh, just shy of the 50.
I think that was Ryan Gorton and Breedhoff that got over there to finally kind of spin the ball carrier out of bounds.
So 61 in for 78 now.
Oh, Cody's kind of limping off the field.
And just shy of the 50 here. It's going to be 1st and 10. And Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10 at the 48-yard line.
The Lightning 48.
Again, your Hawks still on top, 32-14. 10:26 left here in this ball game. Well, excuse me, in this third.
Third quarter.
The third quarter. We're not so far down now. That's going to be
snap.
A hand and a high snap
Who
with a quick turnover.
That?
And that was 66.
That's 66.
Right there.
That's
I'm telling
Joel
you
Hutchison.
Again. Joel does it again, man.
Just blast it through there into the backfield. And that was a loss of about, what, 4?
5, I think.
Four
oh, they're going to mark
was...
it 5. Boy. Just plowed through the. He makes it look easy.
Yeah.
Give him the ball to run.
Yeah, but can he hang on to it?
So, 2nd and 13 is what the board's saying at the 44-yard line. Quick shift from the defense there. One back with the QB there. Play action.
James
rolling.
Fries
chasing him down on the near side. Drops down. Number six was the intended target. And Geese was actually a little slow on the coverage there. Because there was nobody on him, man. Geese was way back by like 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah, he's pretty quick. They've gone to him a couple times, but every time they've thrown to number six there, he's not been able to get the ball. The quarterback's been under pressure and hasn't been able to get the ball to him. But he's been open quite a bit. He's quick.
So, 3rd and 13 at the 44 is what the board's saying.
Now, this looks like they're lining up in a tight formation here.
Yeah, they are. This is one that we saw from...
There's a flag in the defensive backfield. Hawks are all pointing at the Lightning. And the Lightning are backing up. Which way are we going? Delay of game.
Is that what this is?
I believe so.
All right. So going to be a 18 now at the 38-yard line. Crowd's getting a little rowdy here. We like to hear that. As it's a 3rd and 18.
Here
play
comes
action.
Hutchison.
Hutchison's
coming.
Oh,
intercepted.
Intercepted and tipped. Oh, my goodness. He's taking off. 64 gets it, and he's all the way
that
up
was
to the 20-yard line. Red Hop with a little bit of a...
That was a defensive lineman with an interception.
Look at that there. He has himself a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down. Friends, all the way at the 21-yard line, 9:29 here. And what an exciting game this is for the Hawks. Boy.
That was a return of what, about...
That was a good one, man, as he just continued to find a hole there and kind of trug along through. So he's back with 44, which is going to be Dostrowski. And motion from Fry on the near side, and that's going to be a false start on your Hawks.
Yep.
So 1st and 10 turns into a 1st and 15.
Guys getting a little excited.
Should go to the 26 now, I believe.
Yes, you got the math right. Good job.
Hurrah!
All right, settle down, Hawks.
32-14 is your score. It's going to be the same formation with Dostrowski down with...
Dostrowski to the right of the quarterback. Looks like Fry's out in the slot next to Pfeiffer.
They're going to throw a quick
throw to
Will
Weed.
Almost. And he drops it off. And
he's still fighting for yards.
Dragged down all the way up to the 10.
About
that
the 11
right
or 10-yard line,
I think, is going to be a first
down. It's close.
Down.
They might have to bring the chains out. Chain gang's getting ready to walk out there. They're waiting for the signal. The one guy's starting to walk, and the other one's down the mound. No.
Let's
wait.
See, they're giving it to him. They're giving it to him. All right, they did. There we go. A Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down there, folks. As Will Weed finds himself with a first down catch and a decent run
for
about 15
stacking receivers
yards.
On the left side,
first
two out
10,
wide to the right.
Motion from the near side, pitch to Fry. Fry on the far side.
Sweeping
he's
right.
He's cutting up to the end zone here. Oh,
I think he got
just
yep,
out.
I see the signal.
Did they get it?
He got in the corner, the far corner of the end zone.
Touchdown for Fry and your Hawks. So at 8:59 in the third quarter, Hawks get it one more time.
All right. Let's see if we can get this extra point up there this time.
What a great run to the far side there by Fry. Wind is at their back still, but not much. Not much at all.
Kick is up, and it's good.
And it's good. So that turns to a 39. Oh, boy, howdy do we love it. 39-14, 8:59 left here in the third. We'll be right back. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. 39-14 is your score here, and the Hawks are on top.
I want to point out a difference here. They were just playing footloose, and there were two players out there on the field doing the dance. Haven't seen them do that yet on this season.
Big boot. Drops down.
Drops the ball again.
Fumbled the ball there.
And handing it off and trying to make a reverse.
Back and hand off, and that's going to be six.
Oh, he's cutting back left.
He's cutting back to the far side.
East is there.
He finds a hole again. Oh. 64 wraps up.
There's a flag.
There's a flag in the backfield. And that is going to be.
Come on, illegal block in the back. I think that's going to be an illegal block.
64 with the takedown.
You're signaling it's on the Lightning.
That's going to be Britt Hopp.
Holding on the receiving team. That's going to go back. Still a Lightning first down. Where are we putting the ball? Looks like it's going to be... Well, they set it down on about the 28-yard line, but Coach Bouvier is... hey, wait a minute. That needs to go back farther. Did I mispronounce his name? No, I got it right.
No,
all
you
right.
Got it right.
Coach was not happy about that. He's going, wait a minute. If it was here, it needs to go back a couple more yards. But
so first and 10
still
at
in
the 28-yard line. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 here. Motion.
Like we're dropping back
and
in coverage.
They're going to hand it.
Quarterback's
no,
keeping
run it. Up himself.
And James Fry.
Fry with the takedown.
I thought I saw some laundry on the field, but I think that was someone's towel, not a... penalty flag. Yep, so Fry got a loss on the tackle.
Oh, they got one yard there. So second and nine at the 29, 8:22, excuse me, here in the third.
I think somebody hit the wrong button because that's definitely, second and 10.
Oh, it is. It is second and 10.
It's like they lost a couple inches.
Motion, same play.
They're dropping back coverage.
They're handing it to him this time as he's going to cut in.
Uh-oh.
And he's on the far side. Does he find a hole? No, he doesn't.
No, maybe a yard or two, maybe three.
Just, I mean.
It's about the 30 is where I see the official.
Man, that guy has some speed, let me tell you. Number six for the Lightning.
Yeah, they've handed off to him a couple times on some motions coming across. But
like
said, every time they try throwing
Lancaster.
To him. Thankfully, their quarterback's under pressure and can't get an accurate pass out.
And he's found a hole here and there. Thankfully, it was finally tied up. So third and seven at the 30-yard line, their own 30. They're going left
motion
to right,
right
here on the
screen.
Near side screen.
Here comes, is that Fry? That was Fry.
Came in hot.
Big loss. Coach over the other side is waving his arms. What was that? What are you doing?
Boy, that was interesting to see because he hit the ground before
South's
Fry
coach is hot.
Flew over the top of him.
James Fry saw that screen coming all the way and just he took off running before I think that ball was actually snapped. He timed it really well. Went blew past the blocker.
Big time.
Blocker didn't even know what happened.
So fourth and 14, I think they're back to punts, potentially. Hawks are expecting it because that's the formation they
high
have
high snap.
And they are going to go.
Almost blocked.
And it is
short
drops
punt
at about the 50. And they pick it up at the, let's see.
I think it's about the 48.
48-yard
Hawks
line.
Hawks 48-yard line. That's a good starting position.
So fourth and 14 turns into a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the Hawks 47 for the Hawks. Hawks are going to be moving from right to left on your radio dial here. Their score 39-14. Wind is at their back, but right now it's standing right still. So that is nice if they're going to try to do some passing here, which has gone pretty well for them so far this game.
I kind of want to see 14 over here get a shot at it, maybe in the fourth.
I do too. Man, he's been throwing some rockets in warm-ups. So we're going to – let's see. He's taking it himself.
Like
I think
option.
He's just trying
he's
to
hanging,
find a
Hayfin's
hole. And he's going to hang on to it. And there's
flag on the near sideline right
past the
front of the
50
team here.
About the 46, I think. So it's going to be the Lightning's 36 is where he stepped out, but there is going to be a flag.
I think
flag.
It's on the Hawks. I think there's going to be a hold.
Survey says –
I think maybe the white hat got coached about signaling before he turns around and gives the official signal because he's not doing it anymore. Hold on the Hawks. So they're going to march it back.
Okay, so that's 10 yards then.
Yes.
All right. So 10 yards from the spot of the penalty, right?
Yep.
Is that how
yes,
that works on
10
that?
Yards from the hole.
So first and 16 now at the 42, their own 42, two back with them.
Still a good spot, still manageable.
Looks like he's going to hand it off, and it's going to be
Duszkowski.
Duszkowski's taking it up past. He's right at the 50, maybe just past the 50 is where
they're
going to...
Yeah, he made up the lost yards.
Just shy is where they're going to place it.
He made up the lost yards and got... right up to the 50. Looks like they have the nose of the football on the 50-yard line.
And that
so you
is,
got an extra yard or two from the original line of scrimmage.
Second and nine. It was a good run, actually. Not a whole lot of runs.
We haven't seen him run outside like that much. Uh-huh. He usually is straight up the middle, so that was a little different for him, and he did pretty well with it.
It was a good. It was good. It was one of
there's
those
the three
like,
wide
three
to the
options
right again.
And confusion plays there.
Duszkowski's only
well.
Back.
Good
screen
quick pass
to Fry. Eight.
He's going to take it. Fry's going to try to. Oh,
breaks
he got out
tackle.
Of that tackle there and manages to
powers
stay in bounds
another.
And goes in for a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down. And that was a good heads-up running
right
there
the,
as he was able to put on the brakes to not step out of bounds.
Right about the Lightning 40-yard line. Nice big screen pass there.
So 5:22 here, first and 10 at the 39. It's going to be the Lightning 39-yard line is where they're calling it. And again, it's that Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down with the wind picking up just a touch.
That was a beautiful effort there by James getting outside. And then so he made the first tackler miss, kind of shoved him off again. And then two more hit him, and he did a little twist and pushing forward for an extra yard or two.
So it looks like I think we have a little bit of a referee timeout here.
Yeah, coaches are going out to. They're asking. They're having the. So they're getting the coaches to come out
coaches
and talk to the referee
and team
in midfield.
Captains here. So let's see what happens. We're going to take a quick timeout too. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
All right, folks, so we're back here. A little bit of a conversation that referees called a timeout, and they brought
coaches and team
coaches
captains.
And team captains. They're running the clock now.
Saw some good exchanges between the captains there, kind of shaking hands and patting each other on the pads between the two teams.
So not quite sure if maybe there was, you know, we've had this earlier in the game. So a little bit of a play action here, excuse me, in the year. Yeah, and Avan tries to find a hole, and that closed up real quick. And unfortunately, he ran backwards, and that's going to be a loss. So that first and 10 turns into a second and 11, I think, or 12 probably. 12 if we're lucky, actually. Might be a 13.
Yeah, it's going back a little more. Yeah, we've seen in some other games where some people were...
very unsportsmanlike.
Some verbal stuff going back back and forth a few times. I shouldn't say back and forth, mostly from the other team. And the other team was getting warned, but it didn't. The body language and the way they were interacting with each other, I don't get the idea what's the same issue this time.
I'm not sure about that. So second and 13.
Four wide.
And it's
back
four
to pass.
Wide. Back to pass. Plenty
time.
Of time. Near side. 31's going to pick it up on the near side and
That's
brings it.
Jasper Watson.
In. Watson gets it and takes it up to about the, 35-yard line, I think.
Remember, he had those big plays last week.
He did. And
he had the interception. I think he had a big catch.
I don't think he took a dive there. I think he slipped. I think he was kind of shifting to go the other direction. And his feet out went out.
I don't know. I had bodies in my way. I couldn't really see. So I get her leaning back in my chair. Oh, no. It wasn't bodies. It was the microphone. Now so I'm looking at it.
Third and seven at the 36. I was like, there's nobody in front of us here, Jason.
It's like 31's on the near sideline again. So we're starting to rotate those younger players in. I think there was someone that jumped on the – or is it nope?
That is going to be a delay of game on the Hawks.
I did see a defensive lineman jump, but I think that was after the clock.
So third and 13 here.
Don't get too excited now. You're in a good spot. You're leading.
No, it is.
Don't
third,
get too excited.
Third and 12. Sorry about that. At the 41-yard line.
Lightning 41-yard line.
Three
All right, clock's
here.
Rolling. Okay, you have less than 10 seconds. Get lined up, guys. Let's go. Snap it.
At 1 second, they snapped it. Looking to throw. Long
Deep.
Ball. All the way out. And out of the hands. Well, actually, I was well ahead.
I was about three
Piper.
Or 4 yards ahead of Pfeiffer. He was giving it a good effort.
He was getting there, man, but not quite. Trying to thread the needle between two defenders there. And honestly, if – I don't know. Just if he had more elastic arms, able to stretch a little more, wouldn't have been too bad.
Hey, I still like the effort, man. You can tell he was trying to get to that thing.
Fourth and 12, the 41. It's going to be the Lightning 41.
Watson's over here limping.
247.
He's out wide left with Fry on the left, Pfeiffer, and
they're going
else,
for
right?
it here. He's
rolling,
rolling
right,
big
in
roll.
Trouble.
He's in a lot of trouble. Throws it out, and that's going
to
be
oh, Gutierrez catches it. The line. Oh, that's
the line
ineligible receiver.
And that is okay. That's what that is.
I think so. Gutierrez caught it though, kept him from intercepting.
That is exactly what.
Or they're
that
calling
is.
It intentional grounding because he's not an eligible receiver. Yeah, he can't be.
It was. I thought it. And this is. I mean, I'm here in the booth here. I thought it was a tip pass too. Like as somebody got a hand on it, because that ball was kind of going up.
You know what? Even if you get the penalty, I think that's still a good play by. You know what? Let me get my hands on this thing and keep the defense from getting it.
Well, and especially because, again, that ball was hit. It was tipped by
something.
It was tipped by somebody. Because it wasn't a smooth arch. I saw it go up. So it was tipped somewhere.
Let's see. And the referee's going to talk to the
I think they're going to call it intentional grounding, right?
I'm not sure. I can see this going a few different ways. So I'm real interested to see what the ref signals when he's done talking to the other coach over there.
That was a tipped ball, wasn't
I think if it were tipped,
all right, multiple people are thinking that it's tipped.
Gutierrez
should
have been good with grabbing it.
I'm interested to see.
Either way, it's still a turnover.
Oh, they called it ineligible? So we're still having just a little bit of a confusion here because it's...
I still haven't seen the signal.
So I think they... It's their ball. It's a turnover, but I think we're still at that 41-yard line.
Maybe they just declined the penalty.
Okay. Confusion, but here we are.
All right.
So it's Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Lightning. They're going to quick pass it. That's behind the line. He's got to run the long way here.
It's
a near side, and he's taken off, trying to find a hole, and he does. About 4 yards on that guy there. About the 45-yard line is where he came out at. 2:22 here in the third. And that first and 10 is going to turn into a second and 4.
That was set up six. Like a screen, but it was a reverse.
Yeah, that was interesting. He came around
on
the far side.
I've never seen that. That was pretty neat. It looked like it was going to be just a regular screen in the defense bit.
It's kind of an interesting, yeah.
And then instead
play.
Of the receiver turning and heading downfield behind a couple blockers, he just brought it toward the near sideline, coming by like it was a reverse. Got a few yards out of it. So it looks like 4 wide, handoff to the left. That's number 40 again, but it doesn't look like he's going to get past the line of scrimmage. If he does, it's less than a yard.
Once again, Hutchison, man, was right in there. It went to the right. He went left, so he went on the far side, and Hutchison ended up coming from the near side to the far side, and he was part of that tackling force to bring us up to a 3rd and 5 now situation with a minute 17 left in the third.
They're still on their own side of the field. 46-yard
line.
3 wide right, back to pass,
throwing
left.
Throw it, and that's intercepted, baby! Oh, yeah! Right at the 50, and brought in.
Is that Watson?
Sure
that was Watson again. Didn't he intercept it last week?
He did.
Did he?
He did intercept it last week.
That's 2 in a row for him.
Well done, Watson, there, as he manages to pull in. And make a first down for your Hawks. So a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, a 1st and 10 at the going to be a 47-yard line. It is going to be the Lightning 47-yard line.
We're still in the third quarter. All right, here's a snap. Quick pitch out left to James Fry. Sweep
on the
left.
Near side.
Good
take
block.
It off.
Getting a little pull
my,
on the shirt. Oh, I think he's going
to
get it. 10.
Horse collar. Oh. There's what that has to be.
Nah, that wasn't a horse collar, but he was pulling on the back of the shirt.
There is a flag down,
there
though.
Is a flag. I think that's still illegal the way he was jerking on the back of the shirt, but it wasn't the horse collar.
Boy, he took off from the 47 to all the way down to the 5 pretty much is where we're at.
What we have.
And it was Fry on the near side all the
holding.
Way around.
That was a holding call on the Hawks.
Oh, no.
I was worried about that.
So holding for the Hawks. And that is going to go
still,
from the 5.
That's still going to be a Hawks first down.
To about the 23-yard line. So we're going to have a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones 1st and 10 at the 23.
I'll take it.
57 seconds here.
It's still a first. It's a first and 10. I like it. A little bit different formation here.
Oh, this is going to be Fry again.
No, that's Jace Pfeiffer on a sweep from the left slot.
So they did that same play where Fry's been taking it up, and he gets to snap the ball, plays the role of QB there, but he ended up handing it to Pfeiffer that time.
Yep.
And he sweeped around. So it's nice to see the other side of that play as Pfeiffer managed
so that
to get
was
a
decent. That was a Wildcat formation.
Not too
they
bad.
They were running a Wildcat there.
Second and three.
Threw me off
three.
A little bit at first because Logan originally was lining up and he's still on the roster as a wide receiver.
Pfeiffer
here comes
again.
Pfeiffer again.
And it's going to be
and
the
this
same
time
play.
Fry
this time
keeps
Fry
it.
Keeps it. He's going to get that first down, I think.
So this is that wildcat that Coach was talking about last week that they wanted to try, and they never got to.
I think he's going to make it past that. Yeah, there
like
we go.
Duskowski was signaling a first.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first down at the 11-yard line, and it is 17 seconds left here
on
in
the
this
game
third.
Clock, and
about 16 seconds left
about
on the
four
play.
Extra ones on the three or four extra on the play clock. So I'm interested to see if they just let it run out, or I think they're gonna. Yep, there's the snap.
There we go, and he's gonna take it himself.
Hitches it
to
Fry.
On the near side, he's rolling and finally slid down at about the 30-yard line. So first and 10 turns into a second in, two maybe?
That was good. Nice triple option there. I thought he handed it off to Duskowski running up the middle, but then he started running toward us. Saw Hafen had the ball and thought he was going to keep it, but last second there he pitched it out to Fry and nice game.
Good heads-up play there. So we're going to be switching sides as we start the fourth quarter here of this ball game. Your Hawks up 39-14. We are second and three, and we're at the four-yard line. Don't go anywhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2, 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Jason Watson here with Danny Van Vliet, watching your College Place Hawks lead the game here, 39-14. We're going to start the fourth quarter down on the Lightning four-yard line. I think that's a four. I can't read.
I think it's
four. I just can't read what the heading is above it on the board because of the glare.
So second and three, the four-yard line. Not too bad here as the wind's picking up and Hawks are in the same formation that they're.
Yeah, the two back with the three wide.
Looking to run it, and that's going to be Duszkowski trying to break through that line, and I'm thinking
everybody's signaling
it's
a touchdown.
A touchdown for Duszkowski.
All right. He finally got to power one in up the middle for a score. That's a good one. Yeah, they had two wide out to the right. You had the two running backs, Fry and Duszkowski, with the Hafen there in the backfield, and just nice power run between the center and the guard.
At 11:55, the fourth quarter, Duszkowski brings it up to 45-14. They're going to go for the extra point here. So let's see if this goes, and I'm going to make sure I kick it into the wind here. A little bit of a high snap.
That looks like it went right down the middle.
It sure did.
There's
the
signal.
That's going to be a good one. So an extra 7 points on the board here. It's going to bring the total up to 46-14 at the moment with 11:55 left here in this ball game. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, folks, and I'm sure glad you are as your Hawks are up 46-14. And finally, this must be just such a breath of fresh air for the Hawks as this season has been a rough one, to say the least. And, man, you see so much excitement on the faces of these players. Not only on the sideline, but you can even see it on the field.
They're having fun.
They're just having fun tonight. And, you know, I like to say, you know, we were kind of talking about on the way up, it's almost like they get another stab at senior night in a way, right? And this is the way that we like to see it. So kick is up and picked up at the 20, in a big hole, but manages to get tied up by number 61 and dragged down. 61, of course.
No, that was 44. That was Dyshovsky.
Dyshovsky. But
44 got the arm on him and brought him down.
Top of him, but 61 hit him to make him stumble there and finish up the work there.
Yeah, Dyshovsky just reached an arm out, almost looked like a clothesline, but got an arm on him, grabbed him, and just held on to him and brought him back down, kind of pulled him in and was able to bring him to the ground. So nice stop there.
So from the pistol, handing it off, and that's going to be, oh my goodness, another prime example of number 66, Hutchinson breaking through the line.
Uh-oh.
Because at the time,
I think number six for the offense
out,
is hurt.
At the time of breaking out of that play, he was already behind. And number six took that ball and ran on the outside, and he got a first down, but he is down at, I think, the 47-yard line, and he is not
Hutchinson,
not
man,
doing good.
He grabbed the shoulder of the ball carrier there as soon as he got the ball in his hands. Unfortunately, though, a little too much speed there for Hutchinson. Kind of ran past him, couldn't slow down enough to hang on to him.
So
it was a good run.
He is going to be pretty hurt, it looks like, but hopefully we can get him up and doing okay here in a bit. But we're going to take a quick time out here. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So it's a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 47-yard line for the Lightning, and it's going to be on the Hawks side. And that player, number six, is up. Helmet came off, but he walked over on his own with
bench
his own power.
Yep.
And he's just hanging out on the bench now. But I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him or maybe some sort of upper body injury. He wasn't limping or anything like that, so he should hopefully be back in the game sometime
power
soon.
Formation,
we'll see, though,
quarterback
power formation,
quarterback keeper.
Quarterback going to keep it, trying to get past that line of scrimmage, and no dice as the Hawks made an impenetrable
22,
border
66,
there.
8, yeah. 55. there was another number in there I couldn't see. Five hats
so
on that quarterback, bringing him down for a, looks like a slight loss. About one,
yeah,
almost
so
one.
Second and 11,
a little
down
shorter
to
one.
48. So 11-12 here in this ball game as the score is 46-14.
Here's Watson on the near sideline at cornerback. We mentioned he's made some great plays on defense. Well, and he had the interception, too.
Absolutely. So, looking to take it himself, the quarterback's going to try to sneak up there and not do it as he's maybe to the – no, not even to the original line of scrimmage. It's
I don't think
be
he
even
made it back
11.
To the same, or the same line of scrimmage. They're still going to mark it.
They're going to mark
third
it
and
that.
11,
third
but
and
now
11,
it's just a hair over a yard.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think they just took a timeout. I believe Lightning took a timeout. So we're going to take a quick timeout, too, here. Your score, 46-14. It's third and 11 at the 48-yard line. 10:34 left in this ball game. Don't go anywhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality.
If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. It is 46-14, 3rd and 11 at the 48-yard line with 10 minutes, 34 seconds left. And the Lightning are back, two back with them on the right side, and the quarterback's going to take it again. And
that's not the quarterback. That's a running back.
He goes on the right side, and it was a direct snap. You're right. And takes it up for about 10 yards, so should be one shy of the first down marker there. So should be a 4th and 1, I'm thinking.
Don't relax now.
Oh, are they going to give him the first down?
I think
they
so.
They do give him the first down.
Yeah,
okay.
It looked like he got across it.
I wasn't sure about that, so here we go. I guess hopes. So first and 10 here. So Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 36-yard line. We are in the Hawks territory as the ball is going right to left right now with the Lightning
looks
attacking
like they're starting
to
take advantage of.
And they're going
to
be a direct snap again, and it's going to be a run up through the near side. Kind of going through the middle, but
like just
kinda
inside the left tackle. I'm starting to wonder if they have a backup quarterback in now.
2nd and 8.
I think that's what they're doing. I think 24 has moved into quarterback.
Oh, excuse me, 2nd and 9 at the 36.
Yeah, he's a running back, but I think they've just put him in at quarterback now. He's the one running over, talking to the coach, getting the plays. I don't know if they're just trying to go for a change of pace, but 8 is not taking the snaps now. I don't even see 8 on the field.
So snap and hands off to number 5. 5 is going to try to find a hole, and he's wrapped up by a couple big linemen there and dragged down. Looks like 70 brings him down there. That is going to be Ard, Michael Ard, with the takedown, and he was happy about it, let me tell you. So 3rd and 9 at the 36, 8:55 left.
I think it's been a little bit since Art has been in there, and especially had a nice stop. They're starting to rotate in some more players, some more backups. So that's where Art is. He's at nose tackle for Cody Pfeiffer. Notice the nice, clean, white jersey.
And going to be way back there.
That was James Fry with
as a failed handoff. Gets
once again, Hutchison chasing them down as well.
So 4th and, probably 15 almost, just shy of 15. Oh, 17 is what the board's saying here. No, there we go, 15. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, that's about 14 or 15 to go. So still 4th and long. It's a good spot to be.
So 4th and 15 at the 41.
Well, for the defense.
And they're going to go for it. Looking to going throw. A lot of pressure.
Flag on the near side.
Picked up,
and
but the
out of
drops.
The hands of the receiver.
Let's see what that flag's all about here. Is that going to be?
I don't know, because hardly anybody was over here on this side when that flag came out.
I'm not sure where it was. Yeah, I'm not. Couldn't see anything here, but it is on the near side. So 4th and 15 at the 41 is going to potentially turn into a 1st and 10. But let's see.
I think that's an ineligible receiver. Yeah, an eligible receiver downfield. It's declined, so we get the ball back.
All right. Well.
At the line of scrimmage.
Very interesting that has come up twice in this game. So 1st and 10 at the 41, 7:44. And it's Hank Ward and Edward Jones, 1st and 10 for your Hawks. And at this time you just need to chip away at the clock, right? Gosh, you're up 46-14 at the 41-yard line, your own 41-yard line, and you have 7:44 left for... You're looking at 7 minutes and 44 seconds for your first winning game of the season.
Is Gutierrez supposed to be out there or not? Nope.
That's going to be a delay of game.
I think there was confusion as to who was playing center. Gutierrez was late to join them. He got out there right about the time they broke the huddle, and I think he was like, wait a minute, we're man heavy here.
A little bit of confusion, just like up here in the booth. Not surprising.
It happens, especially you start subbing people in, doing new stuff.
So that first and 10 is going to turn into a first and 15, going from the 41 to the...
The scoreboard says it's forgivable.
36? Yeah, that should be the right math. Oh, what's the timeout there, too? Okay, so we did manage to get the timeout there. We're going to take a quick timeout here, too. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We come out of the timeout, and that is going to be they ended up making the ball came out. Let's see. It was a quick throw to Geese on the near side, and they are going to call it that it was a complete catch.
Yeah,
so
he fumbled
it,
recovered. I was wondering if they were going to say
seven.
You had possession long enough.
So my confusion, I thought it was going to be a delay of game, but they managed to call timeout in the nick of time, I guess, which we missed.
So it wasn't
a penalty. So it is going to be that first and 10 turns into a second and 7 at the 44, 7 minutes left. Motion from the near side. Piper is going to come in, but Fry's going to take it as a handoff. And that is
was a horse collar.
Right there looked like a horse collar right there. That's what I kind of saw before, but that
before
was real
he had
bad.
The shirt.
Oh, the shirt.
That time he had the pads.
Looks like no flag, though.
I think there was someone blocking the view of the line judge right here.
So third and second here.
And I think he's the only one that could have seen it.
6:30 here in the left of the ball game.
We have the advantage of being elevated.
That's true.
They don't.
That helps out, doesn't it?
Two wide right, two back with the quarterback.
So Hafen's going to be back, and he's going to throw it. Near side, Piper.
Chase
and
Piper.
Again, catches it as he's falling, and Manns ends up with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 as we are into the Lightning's side. At the 46, I think, is where they're going to mark it. Yeah.
Looks like it.
Yeah, right around the 46.
46, 47.
I do miss hash marks,
let me
tell you right now.
Yes, very much so.
makes our job just a touch easier. So first and 10 here. Hank Ward, Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 46, 5:50 here. Left, and it's going
to
be
hand off to Dyshkovsky.
Dyshkovsky takes it
maybe
to
a yard or maybe
line
a yard.
Of scrimmage. Man, he just ran into a wall, though. There was no hole for him. He got a yard out of that, so not bad. Not sure how he got that yard, but
I don't know. It looks a little more like he got 2 feet. I think he got a solid yard out of it, but. Looking at the sticks, it looks like the stick moved 2 feet. They're going to call it a yard. Second and 9 on the Lightning 46.
Oh, who's that back there with him? It's going to be 28.
It's our kicker, Noah Garcia. And
so
hand off to Fry.
He's going
to
take
sweeping
it on the
left.
Far side.
Turn
he's sweeping
corner.
All the way around and gets past that first down marker. And that's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones at first and 10 here. At
first down.
Let's see what they're going to mark that 36-yard line there.
Yeah, I think it's like right at the first down marker.
Yeah, that was. He just managed to make it though, man. I'll tell you what. For this young man has been trying to work those corners all year long, and he's finally, the last few games, he's really been able to
out of breath
to hammer around though. So it looks like two back with him. The snap. And he's going to hand it to Jashovsky. He's going to take it up. And the kicker's still back there with him, actually, 28. Yeah.
Noah Garcia.
Noah Garcia.
All the backup running backs and defensive backs. Seeing a lot more clean uniforms out there. Rotating more people in. I want to see this young man on the sideline right in front of us, Jasper Watson, out there some more. He's exciting to watch when he gets around the ball.
So second and six at the 33. 3:50 here in the ball game.
Looks like there's Piper and Geese on the near side. Looks like two wide left.
Rolling to the right. He's going to take it himself, though. Tries to kind of jump up and he gets really pushed up. He might get a first down out of that.
Pushes him almost to the, what is that, the 25-yard line?
Line ends up pushing him quite a bit. Are they going to
give it
to him?
I thought they were down, but there was no whistle, and all of a sudden all the linemen come up and push Hafen forward. And they put it on the 25.
They gave him a first down there. So Hank Gordon Edward Jones, first down for your Hawks.
Nose of the football is right on the
25-yard line. No, excuse me, 25-yard line. And 3 minutes here. So first and 10. 25. Wow, look at this.
High snap. Hand
but it looks like
28
is going to take it.
Noah Garcia sweeping left.
And he gets out at about the 21-yard line.
Out there.
I don't know what Hari did there. Shep Hari, was he in there for a wide receiver?
I think he's out there. I think he's going to be lining up quarterback. He just got the play from the coach.
So it should be a second and...
So this is the backup quarterback that that Danny was excited about him warming up.
I'd love to see what this guy can do. So second and six at the 21-yard line.
High snap. He jumps and catches it.
Hands off, and that was, I honestly thought he was going to keep it.
I thought that
was
a face mask.
Jashovsky
reached up, looked like he was trying to get the call, but...
But he was handed the ball behind him almost.
Yeah, the timing's
a little off on that one. 1:47 here, third and six at the 21-yard line.
We have a lot of people out there playing positions they haven't been accustomed to playing, so things like timing will become an issue.
Shep Hari's out there again. He's going to run his team for hopefully, and that has to be a false start, I would imagine, on 46. Is it not?
Delay of game.
Oh, it is going to be a delay of game. Okay.
He didn't get it snapped quick enough.
A little confused there.
So we're going to go back
five. So that is going to be a... It's almost back to... Oh, it is behind the original line of scrimmage, so
yes.
It's going to be a third and long, obviously, but third and
can't quite see where
13.
The ball is.
So
where the sticks.
1:19 left. Again, your Hawks are on top, 46-14.
26-yard line. 1:19 left. Here we go.
Snap.
Nice
snap. Looking to throw.
A little high.
And into the hands of Piper. A little high, but Piper couldn't bring down. That should have been, I mean, honestly, that was a very standard catchable ball for Piper. He just wasn't able to hold on to that one, unfortunately. So fourth and 13 is what we're looking at. Hari's going to come out there again.
Yeah, I think Haven's.
Go
I think
for it,
Haven's
obviously.
Done.
I would imagine, yeah.
4-13. Oh, yeah, they're going for it. Two backs, two wide to the near side.
So 4th and 13.
False
here,
start on
and
the left tackle.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
It was.
can't see exactly which number that is, 60-something over there. He knew it right away.
So, 4th and 18.
Almost at the majority of the offense out there right now are backups. They haven't had a lot of game time. They haven't had a lot of time playing in these positions. Timing is going to be off, and you're not necessarily as good at knowing what the guy next to you is doing when they're doing it.
So, 1:12, 4th and 18. Again, your Hawks are on top, 46-14, folks. This is a fantastic place to be for a Hawks fan. They're back to throw. Pressure, throws under pressure, intercepted, and he's got nobody in front of him. He's going to take it all the way, as he's going. Does he take it?
26
is trying, but he's in there for a touchdown. Good job by that young man. As a man, always an accomplishment when a lineman's able to pick up a ball there and take it all the way in for a huge return.
Braxton Ortiz for the Lightning, defensive lineman. Yep.
Good job by that young man, like I said, because, again, Ortiz, boy, what a huge return that was. So at 57 seconds left in this ball game, the Lightning are up to 20. And not sure, probably extra point at this, unless they want to just get the practice in.
Yeah, I see the place kicker out there. They're getting set. They're going to kick the extra point.
Seeing Hafen coming back out. And, oh, my goodness.
Oh, blocked.
Wow.
Blocked.
There was all sorts of Hawks that broke through
twice.
That line. Jeez. They soared in there.
And that was a weird-looking formation, and someone came in from the far side, kind of got a little bit of a hand on it,
and it looked like
it was still going up, and then I didn't see who, but one of the linemen standing up jumped up and got a hand on it again and just batted it down.
That was the far side, the near side, and I kind of think Fry was the one that got the hand on it because he was there in the middle. Boy, that was a very interesting.
I couldn't tell.
That was a very interesting.
They had all the tall guys
kick
out there.
But good job there.
Standing
so
up. I think there was one man with a hand in the dirt, maybe two, and someone came flying from the right side of the offensive line there around and took a dive for the ball, and it looked like he got just a finger on it. It kept sailing toward the uprights, looked like it'd make it, and then all of a sudden one of your defenders standing up in the middle just jumped up and batted
it down. Yeah, because there was so much traffic there, he barely got the kick out. The kick was low anyway.
Yeah.
Because he barely got that kick out. And then I think it was two blocks, but I don't know. Where was that when we needed it earlier? No, that was really interesting though to see that. And man, you know, that's always just an exciting. It's always an exciting play anyway when that happens, right? You're able to get a block. So your score right now with 57 seconds left in this ball game,
come on, coach,
is 46-20. Your Hawks are going left to right on the radio dial, and they're going to be receiving.
Looks like they're lining up expecting them
here in a moment.
Something short.
I would imagine, right? I mean, you already did one, had one successful onside kick in this game. Might as well do it again.
I still think that was an accident.
It's never an accident when it works.
I think maybe they intended to do it, but the way it happened was not intended.
Again, it's never an accident when it's successful.
I want to see 54 get this one. We'll be able to see the excitement on his face from here.
I'll tell you what, yeah. It is funny how much he...
Somebody run down there and tell Coach get out that number 4 again. One more time.
All right, here's the boot.
And they kicked it right to him.
Oh,
bounced off his helmet. And he fell on it.
Not the way Gutierrez was hoping that would play out. As he got
kicked it toward him, he was moving to block, and then he saw it hit the ground and went for it. He bounced up and hit his helmet.
Kind of hit the back of him and
hit the side, right side of his helmet,
the right side of his head, wasn't it?
And then he saw it hit the ground and fell on it.
Good
recovery.
So first and 10 at the 32. It's going to be the Hawks' own 32-yard line. 55 seconds left here in this ball game. as, man, Hawks definitely had,
they're having fun.
They've
earned this.
A very good game. They definitely have earned it. They've had to wait all season long, all 10 games, for a game to turn out like this. And,
it's like timeout lightning.
You can just not only see it in the Hawks, but also you're getting even the stands and the crowd, you know, they're just that big sigh of relief and a big bit of excitement there. So it is going to be a timeout for the Lightning. We're going to take a quick timeout here too. 55 seconds when we come back. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Jason, break that down for me. That wasn't a good snap.
No. Look, I'm not sure what happened there. A bad snap, but it was dropped. The quarterback fell on it, and the presence of mind to just grab the thing up and just fell down. Took it as a sack, but instead of taking a chance of turning it over again. So that's going to put us way back.
So second and 15. Second and 15 at the 32.
That looks more like 16 or 17 from here. But okay,
yeah, we'll take it.
High snap this time. 14 rolling left.
Rolling left, and he's way back and got sacked too.
That looked like it was going to be an option. He had a running back going with him, but he held on to it. Defender on his back the whole way. Finally, drug him down.
So we're at the 10-yard line now.
15 seconds left. I think they're going to try to run 18. One more.
Yeah, 12 seconds, I think so. Oh, boy.
You know they're going to bring a blitz. Nope.
See what's happening over here. As you have some players getting the old...
Grabbing the cooler. Here we go.
They got the
Gutierrez,
cooler.
Gutierrez, James Fry.
And Parker. Into the head.
Congratulations, coach. You got your first win.
First win of the season, and
Parker
the final
Green got in on it too.
As the seniors managed to shower the coach. So your final
Evan
here
Geese.
At 46-20. Was stranded 3rd and 18 at the 24, and boy, Hawks managed to do it, folks. 46-20 with this interleague play.
That was a fun game to watch.
It really was, man. I'll tell you what. We have so much to cover, so much to talk about. Hopefully we'll get a player up here. Definitely a good game, and we're definitely exciting stuff to talk about here. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rowe Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Danny Bamfley joined by Jason Watson, and here we are at a winning postgame show.
Jason, first one this year.
Man, what do you want to talk about first? We got so much.
How about we'll do the second half scoring summary?
Okay.
So, in the third quarter at 9:29, we had the defensive lineman, number 64, interception, return. Oh, I'm sorry, that was not a score. That's right. That was thought it was right, but it was brought back because of holding.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep.
So Judah, Breithop. Sorry, young man. However it is, we've been getting different pronunciations all year. But it was nice to see a defensive lineman, big guy, get an interception. At 8:59, we had James Fry on that sweep.
We've
right.
had two defensive interceptions this game.
Yeah.
I just dawned on me.
So
what a unique game this
8:59
was.
8:59 left in the third quarter. James Fry on a sweep right. Took it in for a touchdown. Had a good PAT, so that took it up to 39-14 Hawks. And then, let's see. We ended the third quarter 39-14. In the fourth, at 11:55 left, so only 5 seconds into the quarter, we had that 4-yard touchdown run by number 44, Dishkowski. Finally was able to get a touchdown. I think that was the first one he got this year. He had a couple attempts here and there, but yeah, that was his first one. Good PAT took us up to Hawks 46 and LaSalle 14, and then with 57 seconds left, we had the LaSalle interception by defensive lineman again, and he returned it all the way, I think it was about 74 yards.
Yeah, it was.
26.
Yeah.
So he took it back. He intercepted it several yards behind the line of scrimmage, but overall, that was about a 70-something yard return down the near sideline here for a Lightning touchdown.
Which, good job by that young man, by the way.
Absolutely.
Because, man, there nothing more exciting as linemen.
Oh, yeah.
As you get the hands on the ball and you bring it back
and then
from
you get a touchdown.
Six? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So,
unbelievable.
Got the touchdown. That put it up Hawks 46, LaSalle 20. And then we had the two blocks to the extra point. And final score, LaSalle Lightning 20, your College Place Hawks for the first time this year winning with 46 points.
Fantastic to see. We have so much more to cover and so much more to talk about here on the Hawks Radio Halftime Show. Don't go anywhere. We are going to have an interview with a player as well coming up, I do believe. You're listening to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Halftime show. Danny Beverly joined by Jason Watson. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2. It's Hawks Radio. And we have a successful game. Wow. Hawks on top, 46-20. And it was really just a fantastic, fun game all the way around. And like I said, like I was telling earlier, you know, it's so great to see these young men so excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they were stoked. And in the first win for the coach too. Coach is just freshman too at this point. You know, obviously the first season and finally having a win. And, yeah, it's not divisional, right? I mean, obviously it's cross
season.
Division. But it was a very challenging season.
A lot
season.
Of injuries to our star players and, a lot of people had to step up in, unfamiliar spots, unfamiliar positions or with a little experience playing. Kept fighting all year, so
very fantastic job. I want to talk about
paid off.
I cannot get over how well the defensive line did.
Oh man,
in this game, that's my goodness! I can't get over again. Hutchinson had the best game I think of his season.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I mean, a lot of these guys had the best game of their season. Let's look at Hafitt, for crying out loud. Did he have a pick six? No, he didn't have a pick six, but
he had an
interception.
He and Watson, it was the second week in a row they've had interceptions.
Yeah, back to back. And, man, it was just a really fantastic game all the way around. And these players.
I think we got one quarterback sack. There was. You know, multiple tackles for loss, primarily coming from the defensive line and James Fry, linebacker. Let me tell you, the right side of LaSalle's offensive line was having a really hard day with Hutchison and James Fry blasting through on that same side. They could not get up quick enough to block those two. And both of them, they weren't one wasn't making the tackle. The you know, one's tackling, the other one's right there behind them. Great defensive effort, getting push up the middle, and LaSalle had some success passing the ball in the first quarter, and it was making me nervous here in the second half when we were stacking the box and we were putting 8 and 9 people. In the box around the line of scrimmage, and they're 4-3 wide out, thinking, man, they get a quick pass out there. But even with that, you know, that was when we were getting the interceptions and making some good deflections, and they really tightened up the coverage, although it looked like they weren't going to, so they really did a good job.
They certainly did, and again, another, and so actually I'm looking here at the field, and it looks like they have their team photo. With seniors, looks like they got their helmets up in the back row there.
All
and,
smiles.
Cheerleaders are in there, and they're having a good photo.
It's
something we've not seen a lot of is this many smiles at the end of the game. So
still, their heads held high, but not this many smiles. Let's put it that way. Definitely something we'd like to see. Again, we're trying to get a player on up here, so we can have.
Sorry, distracted by a coach talking to us. Not sure what he was saying. We were trying to figure out if he was talking to us or the gentleman down there.
I think he's going to send up Fry. I think it's what he was saying, potentially. But we will find out. So hopefully he's going to come on up here soon. So we're going to take a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere, as we'll have hopefully an interview with him here in moments. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Ox Radio, folks. Danny Babley joined by Jason Watson, and here we have the great number 8, James Fry. Let me turn your mic up here. There we go.
Hello, everyone.
There we go. Now? Oh, boy. Sir, you had a great game.
Well, yeah. I appreciate my linemen blocking for me and doing everything they can. You know, I just poured it out tonight. I got snubbed in all leagues, so this was kind of my redemption game. So I just had something to prove.
You know, one thing I was talking about with Jason earlier in the game is all season long, we've watched you, you know, hit those corners and try to break through that corner. Right, but it's you were just getting stopped all season long, and it seems like the last two or three weeks, you have been nailing
getting the
those
blocks
corners.
And been able to get out to the edges and turn the corner and get some big yards on offense.
Well,
we'll get to defense.
Yeah, I all tribute to my coaches. They've been teaching me how to cut, teaching me how to do all the stuff, all the things I need to succeed. And really, I didn't really play my freshman and sophomore year at running back. They didn't really try me out there, so. This is my first actual year, so I've just been picking it up, doing a pretty good job, I'd hope.
Well, you have been doing a very fantastic job.
Something we've discussed with your teammates when they've come up here, too, and we've been talking about all year, is that it seems, you know, every game we've seen marked improvement out of everybody, regardless of what the scoreboard says. Everyone's been improving and fighting hard no matter what the score is, so you have to give you kudos for that. It's really been great to watch.
Yeah, we just have a really rough league, you know, with Royal and Cashmere, those power teams. But we obviously just came out this game just looking for a win, and we got it. Last game against Zilla, we came out pretty hard and pretty strong. We were stripping the ball, doing the things right. And it obviously carried over, and we were doing a pretty good job.
What do you feel, you know, I mean, you said you're new to this position.
Well, not really new, but it's like kind of an old skill that I had to pick back up.
Yeah. Gotcha. How do you feel? I mean, you're also working with your brother, right? Is that correct earlier in the season before his injury?
Yeah, I love my little brother. Shout out to him. But he got hurt, sadly. And it was really good chemistry back there. But Logan, I will say Logan is so fast compared to my little brother. Because my little brother kind of has a little blockage going in his head. So he doesn't really want to, like, hammer the ball down there. But Logan will. So I really like that play style. So I'm trying to instill that in my little brother. Just tell him to turn off his brain and just run the ball.
Like, yeah, Logan and you seemed like you guys really had quite a good thing going. And one thing I wanted to bring up is all season long, your guys' play actions or fakes, or when there's three of you back there, there's countless times.
Oh, we've had a hard time keeping track of who has the ball. Everybody up here in the booth, and when we've gone to other places, we're going, wait a minute. No, he has it. Don't. Because everybody, even if you don't get the ball, you do a great job at making it look like you have it. You've been confusing defenses all year with it. And speaking of defense, how about that defensive effort? Every game, we're seeing you flying around more and more, making an impact and getting involved in the tackles and breaking up plays and getting to the quarterback. Tonight, you and Joel Hutchison, were living in their backfield. I felt sorry for the right side of their line.
Yeah, me and Joel have a lot of chemistry. You know, we work out together all summer long. Hayden, too, and Logan, so we have that just natural connection. But me and Joel just love to hit. I just shut my brain off and just go hit somebody on defense. So I just love to hit.
It shows. You've done an excellent job.
Did you have the block point? Was that you in the backfield that we couldn't see?
No, I did not have it. I think our I think 6'5", Ryan Gordon, he blocked that.
It looked like somebody came diving in from the edge.
Joel, yeah.
That got a hand on, got a finger or two on it, because it kind of wobbled and came down more, and then whoever was in the middle there just stood up and batted it back down.
Yeah.
I've never seen two blocks on the same kick.
I think I might have pushed him on that one, just pushed him in. I think he got a hand on it or something, so it was really good defensive effort on special teams. I will say our freshman back, we put a freshman back there in the backfield. He was hammering the ball. He's doing a pretty good job.
Oh yeah.
So what is your goal for next season? What are your hopes?
Well, I want to prove the whole SCAC that I deserve to be all league, and I want to be first team all league for running back and go somewhere.
Well, you're definitely on the way.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. It's been really exciting to watch you this year, and like I said, the improvement through every game, the good attitude, the good effort, no matter what's going on with the scoreboard, it's really been exciting to watch.
Any other sports for you this season? Well, season's coming up.
I'm gonna try to do wrestling. I don't know though. I'm doing something. I'm getting my tonsils out and stuff. So I'm gonna try to do that. But I'm definitely gonna do baseball for Coach Bouvier because he's such a great coach, and
good.
I appreciate him.
Good. Well, great. James, thanks so much for coming up here and speaking with us. And man, fantastic job on the season. I look forward to seeing you next year out there. You have any other final thoughts or anything?
Go Hawks. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks All for right. joining us.
Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. It is the final wrap-up of the season. I know you'll miss us, but don't worry. We're all going to be back. But I'll tell you what, I am so thankful to have a winning game is what I should say, on the season and for the final game. And again, to be at home, it was fantastic seeing that. Jason, for the last time this year, I need your play of the game.
Oh, play of the game. Wow. You know what? I'm going to have to go with the defensive lineman making an interception.
Which one?
That was great.
That's the question.
Our lineman.
Okay.
The Hawks lineman. Was that? I don't remember. Was that Hutchison? Or was it? Breed Hop. Number 64, not 66. I thought, that was great. Getting to see a defensive lineman make an interception is awesome. So I'm going to go with that one because I love defense.
I'm going to go with the other play. I really want the other one, honestly. That was fantastic.
Where he
took it back for the pick six. I'm going
to
give it to that
one. No. Come on. The Hawks got their first win.
All right. To be honest with you, let's take a look here. I'm thinking, you know what really, it doesn't, this is what's tough. Because it was a play that wasn't good anyway, but it had to be the quick pass for that play, or I'm sorry, for that extra
two-point conversion
with Geese, that ball gets tipped, and Geese comes out of nowhere and dives in for that catch. Boy, that was a fantastic.
That was a really quick heads-up play.
Fantastic.
By Evan Geese, and good. Really good catch. A young man that actually has had some struggles catching the ball this year, but he looked exceptional tonight, and that one was perfectly got his hands under it and everything. I wish that wasn't a two-point conversion. I wish it had been a regular play.
You're absolutely right on that.
Where he could have got some credit for it.
Well, absolutely, because I was wondering on, with the – it was a really fantastic.
It was.
I can't get over it.
It was cool.
And I do want to say, so for player of the game, though, mm-hmm. I have to give it to Hutchison.
Hutchison?
Yeah. I have to give it to 66. Although Fry was incredible,
mm-hmm.
but, Logan Hafen was also immaculate this game. He was incredible. The best performer, he's incredible in multiple games, right? Multiple games throughout the season. But I will say Hutchison totally threw a curveball this year, or I'm sorry, this game, and really stood out.
It's a tough one for me. That's a good point. As you mentioned, Logan Hafen, he was phenomenal this game. James Fry coming up here talking to us, but he, he was a big part of it. And so many of them that just had a big game this week. I'm having a hard time picking one. I don't really know.
Come on. Throw a number.
I'm going to go with Coach.
You're
for the whole
go
team,
coach?
To represent the whole team.
All right.
Got his first win, and he led these young men to get a win to end the season. There you go.
Folks, from all of us here, the producers back at the studio, Jude and Sebastian, for Jason Watson and myself, Danny Van Vliet, it has been a fantastic season, a rough season, but a
fun,
fantastic turnout to the final game, and has been a fun season. I look forward to seeing you next year. From all of us here, with the Association of Lodge Production, and you're listening to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.